The following is a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Thank you for supporting Dowling Catholic basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Good evening and welcome to the Dowling Catholic High School Gymnasium alongside Gary Steenblok. I'm Mark Amadale as we bring you girls and boys basketball tonight. It's Waukee at Dowling, and it's back-to-back nights for me, Mr. Steenblok. As Steener, we had last night Ames and Dowling in a girls and boys doubleheader and a makeup from Friday, and tonight it's a regular schedule game between two of the top five girls teams in game one and two of the top 10 boys teams in game two. Welcome.
It's crazy, and a lot of good stuff happening, and high school basketball is alive, especially in 4A and in Central Iowa. So what a great atmosphere this is. And then you follow it up with Johnston on Friday. I mean, my goodness.
Busy week. We hope that game gets played. I know they're talking about precipitation,
but I know
we can still go to games with 1 or 2 inches of snow a day. We don't need to shut the whole town down just because we get a couple inches of snow.
It's crazy. So, no, I agree with that, it's not that big a deal, but we are quick to shut down.
Oh, we are. Oh, it's all about safety and insurance purposes, and I get that, but we'll see how this all transpires. Steen, thanks for sitting in. My partner that sat there last night got a touch of the bug, and our thoughts and prayers with Steve DeVinny as he recovers from whatever viruses are going out there. And I said, I got to find someone. And I didn't know if you were running the board tonight. Sometimes you're down in the front row instead of the back row with me.
Definitely don't like running the board. I'd rather be sitting up here with you. So thanks for the call, and I'm looking forward to it.
You made good time because I know you do a show on another radio station here down in this afternoon. Did you leave early?
I did. I cut out the last. As soon as I found out that Derek Jeter wasn't a unanimous vote
for
Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm like, ooh, I'm not talking on the radio because I'm going to say something I shouldn't. So I came here.
That was that Boston writer that did that,
by the way.
It's too bad. All right. Well, it's Dowling and Waukee, a girls and boys doublehead. The boys teams, number one Waukee. They've got a 10-game winning streak on the boys side. Dowling boys coming off a 2-point loss here at home to Ames. So that'll be game two of our doubleheader. Dowling boys ranked 10th, Waukee ranked number one. The girls' side, the Waukee girls 5th. These two teams met twice last year. They're not in the same division, so this is the only time they're going to meet, non-division game, Dowling and Waukee. But this time, the Maroons now have a 3-game winning streak over the Waukee Warriors and Chris Guest, and that hasn't happened too often in girls' basketball. Usually go back and forth when the Hansons were here and Coach Wilkinson, and it was always back and forth, but Dowling has a 3-game winning streak against the Waukee girls.
And that's not easy to do with the Waukee girls. And you know, the funny thing is it's so much different than when we were younger, and you didn't get to see all these teams. All these kids play together now.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
So they know each other. They know it's a totally different game, and it's fun. That's why I love watching Dowling play, and a lot of the girls' teams are like that too. They get out, they run, they play defense. And they're not making 25 passes before they, you know, that's not the kind of basketball that we like. Now, if you're winning, I get it, and I understand. But this is going to be an up and down, and we're going to have some scoring. So it's going to be a fun game.
Well, I think so, and I think our listeners will be enthused by the game. Waukee and Dowling and a girls and boys doubleheader on a Tuesday night. The only time these two teams meet, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. Now, we were having some fun with Coach Guest last night. We were texting back and forth, and DeVinny and I, he was home. I said, well, how come you're not here? We wanted to put him on it and have him as our interview at halftime. Now I'm home folding laundry. And I says, no, you're there running through Dowling Scouting Report. Well, I got back a few years ago when Caitlin Clark was a freshman for you guys, and she really wasn't interested in participating. We were up by 15. Then she throws down like 30 in the fourth quarter, sends it to overtime, and then Dowling wins it by 4 in double overtime at their place. So he's always remembered that.
I was there.
Were you really?
I was, and I've never seen a fourth quarter like that before.
Unbelievable.
And it wasn't like they were easy shots.
No.
I mean, they had 3 people on her, and she was still making shots. So that's one of those things you look forward to, and you know, we're getting close to – not being able to see her play high school basketball anymore, and that's a shame because she sure has been fun to watch.
She has. Dowling's played 13 games thus far. Dowling girls are 11-2, Waukee at 10-1 overall, but 13 games and only 8 regular season games to watch this young lady who's going to go to the University of Iowa, one of the top 3 players in the nation for her class, the class of 2020 in high school, and an Olympian, played in the Junior Olympics, 17 and under, 18 and under. Caitlin Clark has been the whole thing. And you know what? We're all in Caitlin's world. When the basketball is tipped up, and we're all in her world. The officials, the announcers, the fans, the coaches,
absolutely,
we're in her world, and everybody kind of gets to watch her play in it, and it is something to watch because this young lady leads a team in assists, leads a team in rebounding, leads a team in scoring, leads a team in three-point baskets made, leads a team in
steals,
I believe. I got to go find her here.
I can't believe she does it. Yeah.
And leads a team in free throw percentage. She does it all. Assists to points, she does it.
Lisa Bluter, what a get. I mean, yeah, she has to be ecstatic, you know, to have somebody come and run your program like that. And one of the things, yeah, she's one of the top 3 in her class. I think at least one of those one of the 2 others are centers. They're fives. I don't know if there's another point guard in her class that she can't. The one thing that I like watching her play defense, and I like watching her let you get a little bit in front of her, and then she just picks your back pocket. She does it 5-6 times a game.
So there's an Iowa State connection to all this, Steiner. I know we're both Hawkeye fans in that, and we mentioned Caitlin Clark going to Iowa, but her brother Blake is the holder for Iowa State. But the long snapper for Iowa State is Chris Guest, Chris and Sherry Guest's son.
Really?
So it's Guest to Clark to Asinalli.
Yes.
Or Asali.
Yeah,
Asali.
Yep.
Yeah,
you got to be careful when you get that one out.
Who was just put on scholarship.
How awesome is that for that young man?
How about
man?
That? Guest to Clark to Asali.
Yep. See, and I've had 2 boys go to have one that's a junior at Ames right now,
right,
and had one that graduated from there. So I'm a big Cyclone fan. I was happy for Lisa Bluter, though. And here's the crazy thing, because since I'm a Cyclone fan, I would love to see her go up there. Bill Finley's had 2 of the best recruiting classes he's ever had this year and the one coming in.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing, the athletes. And having both Jones sisters up there and the way she's playing, the way Ashley's playing right now, and then you have her younger sister who is a carbon copy.
Right. It's all about staying healthy. They stay healthy.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll take a break here on the pregame show. We're live from the Dowling Gym, back-to-back nights, Dowling and Waukee. Girls and boys basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadill alongside Gary Steenblok tonight. Gary's joining me, sitting in for Steve DeVinny. And Jeff Pickett is our studio producer. We'll be back with the starting lineups when we return after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Girls and boys basketball tonight. Dowling and Waukee. Mark Amadill and Gary Steenblok sitting in. Filling. Did you fill in for a boys game last time?
Boys game, yes. So I'm going to give you a girls game.
We're going to give you the full rotation.
I'm in.
You know.
I enjoy it.
And our hats off to Steve DeVinny. He sat with me last night. Now he's under the weather today. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but he said he woke up and had that the virus, we'll call it,
under the weather. Yeah, stay away from his from his grandbaby.
Oh, no. Yes.
He's a pretty happy grandpa, tell you.
Yes, he is. Well, last night there was some CIML basketball. It was 2 games, and up in Ankeny, they had the Battle of Ankeny. In the girls' contest, 10th-ranked Centennial defeated Ankeny 57-29. And, of course, the 3rd-ranked Allen girls defeated Ames, the game you heard in Iowa Catholic Radio, 78-57. The boys' game, 6th-ranked Ankeny Centennial upended number 9 Ankeny 69-61.
That was a surprise to me. I wasn't expecting. I think if the way Ankeny played against Dowling that week before and getting their guards back and healthy.
Oh, they're good. Bayless?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. They can just get to their place they need to get
point
to.
Point A to point B in a flash.
Very quickly.
And then last night, the game you heard in Iowa Catholic Radio, Ames defeating 10th-ranked Dowling 61-59 in the boys' contest. So
I didn't get to see that one. Did we not shoot the ball well? Yeah, that's
Ames played a very good game. Coach Vance Downs, he and I started coaching when I was a freshman coach at Lincoln. He was a freshman coach at Ames. We know each other a long time, and I said, that is a masterpiece what you did with down three players hurt.
Right.
One, probably the premier player in Iowa.
The number one, almost number one or number two at his position in the country.
Yeah.
Taman Lipsey.
All right, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups as Denny O'Grady here in the background introducing for the crowd here. And a pretty good crowd arriving here at the Dowling Gym tonight. The Waukee Warriors, head coach is Chris Guest in his 17th year at Waukee, 307 wins, 106 losses. They're ranked number 5 with a 10-1 record right now. Sherry Guest is assisted along with Dustin Alvine, Aston Yassi, Keisha Brown, and Todd Snyder rounding out the coaching staff for Waukee, and they'll start at one guard, one of the twins, Lindsey Kelderman, 5'6 junior, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, short wear number 2. The other guard is her twin sister, Peyton Kelderman, a 5'8 junior, averaging 12.5 points, leads the team with 4.5 assists, who wears number 14. And the third guard is Katie Denebeer. Denebeer, a 5'8 junior, averaging 13.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5 assists, and leads the team with 46 steals, and short wear number 10. At one forward for the Warriors, Megan Ernie, a 5'9 junior, averaging 8 points, 4.5 rebounds. Ernie will wear number 34. And at center, Taryn Reitzma. Reitzma, a 5'11 junior, averaging 7.5 points, 7 rebounds, and has 6 blocks in the season. She'll wear number 42. So it's Lindsey Kelderman and Peyton Kelderman, the guards for Waukee, along with Denebeer, the third guard, Ernie, and at Reitzma in the paint. Waukee comes in averaging just under 71 points a contest, and they give up 37 points a game. And again, they are coming in with a record of 10-1. For Dowling Catholic, the head coach, Kristen Meyer, in her fourth year, 67 wins, 19 losses in her 4 years at Dowling. They're ranked number 3, the Maroons are. They're coming off a win last night over Ames, 78-57. Dowling 11-2 on the season. They'll start at one guard, Caitlin Clark. Clark, a 5'11 senior, averaging 34 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists per game. She'll wear number 11. She leads the team with 50 made threes. The second guard is Julia Moore, the freshman, at 5'4", averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds. She'll wear number 21. And the third guard is Emma Gipple. Gipple, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 5 points, 4.5 rebounds. She'll wear number 23. And at one forward, Grace Gaber, a 5'11 senior, averaging 9.5 points. She'll wear number 31. At center, Nye Tong, 6'1 senior, averaging 5 points, 5 rebounds. She'll wear number 45. And we'll take a break and come back with the tip-off. But first, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic, and our pregame prayer with Ryan Andrew, Father Ryan Andrew, the chaplain at Dowling, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord, amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Welcome back to the Dowling Catholic High School gym. Along with Gary Steenblok, I'm Mark Amadale. Glad you could join us for game one of our girls and boys doubleheader, Dowling and Waukee, here at the Dowling gym. And Steen, we just had the pregame prayer, the national anthem, and now we're going to have high school girls basketball, two of the top five teams in Class 5A, doing battle one time a year during the regular season. It's tonight.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think getting up and down the floor, maybe trying to get some easy buckets tonight might be a big deal. Both these teams want to shoot the ball. They're a lot of good players. The Keldermen, they're really fun to watch. And it hurts a little bit not having Ella McVeigh, too. But I'm curious to see how the freshman will do. She is a spitfire, and I can't wait to watch to see how she plays defense tonight.
Yeah, you're talking about Dowling's number 21, Julia Moore, getting the start. Last night it was Meg Simplot who started, so they've kind of rotated that position. Ella McVeigh out with a hamstring injury, and run away, tip controlled by Nai Tong in the front court. Dowling going right to left in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and trim, and Waukee in their visiting black uniforms with purple trim and white numbers. Now we got a whistle and a foul.
Wow, quick foul.
Right off the bat, and we're going to have the touch fouls tonight right off the bat. Fouls on Waukee. It's on Lindsay Kelderman, her first. Team foul number one, Dowling basketball. Clark will throw it in.
Dowling. Getting the guarding on Caitlin. That'll be interesting.
They're going to rotate players there. Now Clark for three off balance at the free throw, at the three-point line. It's no good. Rebound put it out of there by Waukee and Reitzma. Warriors get the ball down court immediately, and they work underneath. The shot off balance, no good by Ernie. Megan Ernie with the miss. Dowling with the rebound. Down court, the pass to Clark to Gipple. Her shot up and missed the bank shot out of bounds. It'll be a pushing foul on Gipple off the miss, and she missed the shot because she didn't use the glass.
Yep, got to use the glass. Oh. Got to take that up. If she'd have taken that straight up, she'd have got fouled. At worst, she would have got fouled.
Yep. Other games going on tonight. Valley is at Ankeny. These are all non-division games in the CIML. Urbandale at Indianola, Hoover at Ames, East at Southeast Polk, Lincoln at Marshalltown, and North at Ankeny Centennial. No score here as we approach. We played about a minute here in the first quarter. Waukee with the ball, Ernie with it, the free throw line, back to the basket, now hands it off to Kelderman. This is Peyton. Her shot blocked nice. Out of bounds by Nai Tong of Dowling.
Nice help defense there, not a lot of room.
Other games going on. Girls-only game, Roosevelt traveling to Mason City, and they started about this time, 6:15 for a girls-only game. Ottumwa's at Burlington in girls-only play. Oskaloosa at Ottumwa, boys-only. Johnston and Fort Dodge have the night off. You might see the Johnston coaches here. Ooh. Coach Frick and Coach Jellick may be in the attendance tonight. Steen, because Dowling plays Johnston Friday. Now we got a whistle and a pushing foul on Waukee, and that'll be on Lindsay Kellerman, her second.
Second already.
And they're going to get Reagan Bartholomew in. So
the last time you and I were together, we had three quick fouls on Ankeny's big.
Yeah, and that was on McCullough, if you remember right.
Yes.
So Dowling with the ball. Clark nearly slips at half court. Takes it in the lane. A leaner in the lane. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Waukee basketball.
Wow, it went.
Officials didn't help. They didn't ask for help. And now Coach Meyer saying, hey, can you guys get together? Was there a tip? It'll be Waukee basketball. And Clark well defended, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great job on the defensive end.
So Reagan Bartholomew in as Lindsay Kelderman with two fouls, and the Warriors work it inside. And a shot up and good. They'll give a foul to Dowling. That'll be on number 45, Nai Tong, her first, and free throws coming for Waukee's Taryn Reitzma, a 59% free throw shooter on the air.
A lot of quick whistles so far.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it tight, make sure they're playing good defense. First free throw good, so now we have a point after a minute and a half.
Really good defense. I mean, it is. Both on both ends so far.
Last year, Dowling won at Waukee 57-53, just about a year ago to the date here. The second free throw no good by Wright. So my rebound, Dowling. And then the Maroons defeated Waukee in the state tournament as Clark gets loose underneath on the left block and shoots and scores. 2-1, Dowling.
You almost have to take her left hand away.
She loves to go left. How about the scoop shot by Katie Denebeer for Waukee, as she went right around Nai Tong. And now Clark for three off the back iron, no good. Julia Moore, offensive rebound.
Nice job rebounding the ball there.
Dowling
keeps
possession.
Going to look inside to Nye there. She was open.
Both teams have had a one-point lead, and that's been it. Maroons with the basketball. Tong at the free throw line. Over to Moore. Pass was high. Moore, all 5'4" of her. reaches up to get it. Here's Clark between the circles, guarded by Denebeer. Long three up and no good off the rim, and the rebound comes out to Joaquin Reitzma. Warriors have it. They get it across the timeline, and that's Katie Denebeer running the point. Gets it to Reitzma. Now to Kelderman. Dribbles in the lane. Can't get a shot off. Now over to Reitzma for three, right wing. Good. Nice pass and shot by Taryn Reitzma. And that is her first three of the year.
That's not usually what you want your big to do. So nice job. Had a nice shot.
She did. And took it like she's been shooting it all year. 6-2, Waukee by 4. Warriors with their largest lead. They work it inside. Naitong shot partially blocked, and I think the gal that got the rebound, Bartholomew, blocked it. Corner three now coming for Waukee. It's no good by Denebeer. And the rebound scattered around, and now Waukee has it. Here's Kelderman with it. This is Peyton Kelderman. Her sister out of the lineup in foul trouble. That's Lindsay. Now they work it back to Peyton in the lane. Little give and go inside to Ernie, and her shot is no good, but she's whistled for the travel before the shot. So back over to Dowling with the ball.
A little late on the travel call, too. I think she traveled before they blew the whistle on the first move, but they got her on the second one.
He certainly did.
Nye's got to take that ball and jump stop and fake and then go up. They're trying just to block her on that first move.
That's what it appears. Yeah, Reitzma 0-for-2 from the three-point range this year, and now Dowling inside, and the ball is apparently knocked out of bounds. And
they called her for traveling on the floor
after the turnover.
Caitlin's a little quick on the shot. Just needs to calm down a little bit.
Inbound the ball to Clark. Dowling with the ball. They go right to left towards the south basket here at Dowling. Clark goes around, gets it inside to Naitong. Layup with the left hand. Good. They did a lot of that last night. Tong with her first 2 points. Dowling now cuts the lead to 2. 6-4 Waukee. 4:15 remaining. First quarter. Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblok. Again, Reitzma for three. It's no good. Rebound Dowling and Gipple.
Nice screen out by Gipple there.
Now Clark for three, right wing. It's off the back iron. Too strong. Rebound Waukee. They're running. Kelderman in the front court. Goes around Gipple. And a shot up and no good, but a foul on Clark. And free throws coming for Peyton Kelderman, and this will be her first two attempts tonight. It's 6-4 Waukee. We're just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and both teams kind of feeling each other out here. Gary Steenblok pushing the ball. Who can shoot?
Yep.
Where can we get a little seam? Some of these young athletes don't need much, and they'll go. Kelderman's free throw good, Gary.
And Waukee's doing a really good job. Denebeer's doing a really good job on Caitlin Clark, making it uncomfortable for her right now. Peyton Kelderman coming back in with two fouls.
See that. Reitzma.
That's Lindsay Kelderman, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Reitzma and Ernie check out. Second free throw good by Peyton Kelderman, a 68% free throw shooter.
And they put her on Caitlin. I guess they're playing a 1-3-1
right
now.
Yeah, 1-3-1. They're not going to trap. Corner three by Gaber is short. Rebound comes out to Waukee. Kelderman with it. That's Peyton with it. Dribbling in the front court. Gets it to her sister Lindsay, playing with two fouls. Now over to Denebeer. Denebeer dribble handoff to Bartholomew in the lane, and she nearly lost it. Got it over to Abigail Jones, who just checked in, a 6'2 sophomore. Now in the lane, a scoop shot no good by Reagan Bartholomew. Gets her own rebound. Long three coming up. Good! Waukee's Lindsay Kelderman. Hey, she's got two fouls in the first quarter, but she's got 3 points.
Has a nice job, a really good offensive rebound.
The Warrior lead is now 7. Over Dowling. And Maroons work it inside. And
another nice
shot
pass
up and good by
Caitlin.
Grace Gaber. 11-6 Waukee. Both teams push the ball underneath. A shot to left hand. Good. And that is Lindsay Kelderman with her 5th point. Back-to-back points. And it's 13-8 Waukee. So the Warriors now. Dowling with it. That Warriors
another
on defense. And nice pass from Clark
pass
to Naitong. That might be open all night. Warriors push the ball down court. Layup is good. Dowling not getting back. Timeout Maroons. Peyton Kelderman with her 4 point. And it's Dowling as Waukee now leading 15-10 over Dowling with 2:30. Clock. Why is the clock going? 2:30 remaining. They may have to put some time back on the clock. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. And it's a 30-second timeout called by Dowling. And it's 15-8. Okay, they had a. Are you working the scoreboard?
I am. You would think I am. If you're making mistakes, it's me. I'd get blamed for it.
15-8 is our score. Waukee with a 7-point lead as they now adjust. And that's what I have. I had to add my score sheet up, and it does add up. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by our good friends at Two Rivers Glass and Door, R&R Realty Group, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Mercy One. Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblok joining me tonight. And lots of basketball. We had basketball games last night. And, Steen, at least on the girls' side, these games are important because their seeding is based on every team in each class has a number, a
right.
seeding number. Just like the NCAA does. Everybody's got a number. And that's where you're going to be seeded. And both Dowling and Waukee looking to be number one seeds in their respective region. If you're the two seed, you may end up in the other's region. So that's how important this is. All right. Out of the timeout, Dowling. Clark for three, left wing, no good. She's struggling for the shot. Rebound, and we got a tie-up as Megan Ernie was tied up with Dowling's Gipple. Emma
nice Gipple. Job by Emma there, being strong.
And it'll be possession arrow, Waukee. Caitlin Clark, 2 points.
2 points.
She's probably got about six shots, but 2 points, she'll have a seat on the bench. Maroons now will bring in Meg Simplot. So Simplot and Julia Moore in the backcourt for Dowling. Lexi Bowles in there for the Maroons, along with Grace Gaber. And the young lady who tied up, and that was Emma Gipple. Now a steal by Dowling. Here's Moore with it. Julia with the left hand. Dribbles to the lane. Leads for Gaber for three. It's up and in and out and back in.
Nice shot.
Gets the Gary Steenblok roll.
It's a roll. I like it.
That's a Tumi and Sons three-pointer. Want to thank them for supporting our broadcast.
That's a travel.
Gaber with her first three of the night. She's got 7 points. And now the Maroons with another turnover, 15-11. Dowling trailing by four, Waukee with the basketball. Warriors, they were back and forth in their defense. Now they're man-to-man. Gipple in the lane. And a little Euro step and a shot in the game. And the game is good. Gaber with 9 points now. And now Waukee, they push it down court. Shot no good. Rebound Dowling. Here's Julia Moore pushing the envelope. 2-point lead for the Warriors. In the corner, Gaber fakes a three, dribbles in a lane, goes around her defender, and Ernie will be whistled for the foul, and only because she moved before the shot was made. Otherwise, she had good position. Foul on Megan Ernie. That's her first for Waukee, and the second team foul on the Warriors.
Nice job pushing the ball up the floor.
Check that third team foul on the Warriors. Now the Warriors will make a substitution. Reagan Bartholomew will check out, as will Lindsay Kelderman with two fouls. So,
yeah.
Coach,
and she made
yes.
it. She got through.
She got through a little segment there with two fouls. 63 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Waukee by two, 15-13.
And
Dowling inbounds it. Clark back in for Dowling. Gets to Julia Moore. I believe the Maroons, they don't have their starters back in as Nye Tong's on the bench. Here's Gaber with it. Dowling works the left side. Now we've got a whistle and a blocking foul called in the lane on Denebier. So Katie will pick up her first for Waukee. Much to this day of Coach Chris Guess patrolling the sidelines.
I really like watching this Julia Moore play.
Yeah, a little lefty freshman.
Yep.
We interviewed her at Ankeny right before Christmas, and great family. Now Clark with the leaner in the lane. It's no good. Rebounds taken away by Abigail Jones of Waukee. Warriors lead by two. Possession arrow favors Dowling. 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. This is Kelderman with it. Peyton Kelderman of the Kelderman twins. Little dribble handoff to Ernie as they work their three-person weave. And now Denebier dribbles the lane, kicks it out in the corner. Three-pointer no good.
Nice job blocking out.
Yeah, by Ernie. Rebound Dowling. And Maroons will hold for one shot. And this could be a double possession for Dowling as a possession arrow favors the Maroons. And Clark holding for the last shot. Who's got her here?
It looks like Denneby. They're coming to double.
Oh, they're going to double. Back to Clark. Six seconds.
I'd have been looking for Gaber here.
Caton's going to launch a three. You know it. From her left side underneath to Bowles. Her shot is – nope, they didn't get it off in time. Bowles made the extra pass to Moore. It won't count as Moore's shot went in. And we go to the end of the first quarter with Waukee by two, Gary.
And a nice job there by Bowles. Right idea. She didn't force. She just didn't quite know how much time was left. Not a bad possession. I was thinking they'd get to Gaber, but they were doing a pretty good job just keeping somebody on her on the outside.
We'll take a one-minute break and return. The score at the end of one quarter of play, it's Waukee 15, Dowling 13. From the Dowling Gym, Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblok, back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, underway in the second quarter. Dowling with the basketball. They trail by two. Underneath Clark, her turnaround shot in the lane is good. A nice play that time. Clark shooting over Taryn Reitzma.
I think I'd post her up even more than what they have.
Caitlin got the ball on the left block and turned and scored over Reitzma. We're tied at 15. Warriors' biggest lead has been seven here in this first half. Dowling's largest lead was one. And the Warriors now with the basketball, dribbling on the perimeter, not running their three-person weave as they were known to do. And now a corner three by Katie Dinnebier is good. Dinnebier with her second field goal and her first three of the night.
I think she's the MVP of that first quarter, the defense that she was playing and still playing.
Underneath, Clark with the left block, and she shoots and scores. Caitlin had contact, and she wanted a foul call, didn't get it. So Clark with her 6 point, and it's 18-17 Waukee by one. And with the basketball is the Warriors. A shot no good. Out of control that time was Reitzma, but her teammate bailed her out. A scoop shot no good on the rebound by Ernie. Ball goes out of bounds to Dowling. Boy, she got all tangled up and
yeah, she did.
Flogged the ball up, did Reitzma. I don't see that very often. So turnover goes back over to Dowling, and Waukee looks like going to stay in their man-to-man defense here, Gary. Now Clark dribbles on the right side, foul called, basket good, but they're going to wave it off, foul before the shot on Waukee. This will be on Katie Dinnebier, and that'll be her second. So Lindsay Kelderman and Katie Dinnebier both with two fouls each. 6:45 remaining, second quarter, Waukee by one, Gary.
They only have her down for one on the big board. I don't know if that's correct.
We don't know. We won't know. Now, a three-pointer that's no good by Dowling's Emma Gipple. Now traveling on the rebound by Reitzma. And that gets Coach Guess involved. I don't know about that. Reitzma's injured her left ankle. And now we got to stop to play. And she is in a little bit of pain there, Gary. That is not good.
Yeah, she came down on somebody's foot.
Officials call her for a travel. So we've got a timeout on the floor. 6:37 remaining here in the second quarter. Waukee 18, Dowling 17 in this top five girls matchup. We'll take a 1 minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadeo, Gary Steenblock as Simplot shoots and scores. Or check that Julia Moore shoots and scores. And now a three-pointer by Waukee as they push it down. Up and good. So both teams raining field goals here as that last one was by Dinnebier. That's her second three of the night. She has 8 points.
Nice job. They got to get up a little bit better on defense right now.
So Reitzman went out with an ankle injury. Now Clark for three, and it's good, and she's starting to heat up. Caitlin Clark from the top of the key, a Tumian Suns three-pointer for her. And it's 22-21, Dowling by one. Waukee down court immediately. This is Kelderman, Peyton Kelderman. Lane travels with the basketball. Good defense that time by Dowling, and that was Meg Simplot.
Much better job
guarding her.
Kind of a big injury right now for Waukee with Taryn Rietsma going out with, it looked like an ankle. Sometimes you can't tell if it's knee or ankle.
Well, it looked like she was grabbing her foot right down here by the balls of her feet on the left, on the outside of her left foot. So she is out, and Dowling now leading by one in the basketball. Clark with it. Gets to Gaber in the corner. She dribbles out of that. Gets it up to Gipple. Dowling will play against Waukee's man-to-man here, I believe. And now Clark, turn around, and a shot up and good just inside the three-point line right near the right elbow. She nice, shoots and scores.
Nice minutes by Nye, too. Really, really up and down the floor, playing really good defense. It's nice to see that.
Clark with 11 points, 24-21. Dowling's largest lead right now is three, and another turnover picked away. And now Julia Moore with it all the way down court. Layup is no good, and the follow-up by Clark is no good, and a foul on Moore. Good hustle that time by Julia Moore, getting that outlet pass. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and then Clark came out of nowhere for the rebound. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Chris Guest. We'll see what this is all about. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 4:53 remaining, second quarter. And it's Dowling, 24, Waukee, 21. Mark Hamadale, Gary Steenblock. Steen, I didn't bring you back for, kind of a ho-hum CIML girl-boy doubleheader. I brought you back for Dowling, Waukee. What a game we have.
Oh, my gosh. And getting up and down the floor defense. I mean, it's so much fun to watch them play. And you have DeVries, you have Samford, you have those guys coming here against Riggs and Omaha and that grouping. Who doesn't want to see that game tonight, too?
You see all those guys that just got up. They're going to recognize some state championship teams here at Dowling. Girls swimming, and that'd be that football team. Some of that football team. And some of those guys are wrestlers. Some of them are basketball players, and there's about three basketball players in there, but they'll be recognized between games.
I like the fact that Julia, I think she should pick up full court, really go at people. She's such a good defender out there.
Oh, she's just a freshman. You're talking about Julia Moore. Now Waukee with the ball. This is Reagan Bartholomew. Dribbles in a lane, and it gets cut off by Gipple. Nice job that time by Gip.
Nice job. Just got out of the lane before they called 3 seconds.
Now back in the lane and trying to go through traffic, and Niton thought she had her position, but Bartholomew did draw the foul as she came from the left side and attacked the basket. Foul will be on Nitong, her second. 15 foul on Dowling, 5 also on Waukee. Each team has 4 timeouts remaining, and we got 4.5 minutes remaining in the second half.
Half a step late.
Yeah. 24-21, Dowling by 3. Warriors inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Here's Peyton Kelderman with it. Goes around Gaber, and the shot is no good. Out of bounds to Dowling.
Oh, yeah. Waukee has gotten almost all the loose balls, though, so they've been a good job there. Kept that one in play there on an offensive rebound, too.
I'm going to give you a stat here when we get a break, which may not happen because these two teams are playing hurry-up football. There's no time between plays to say anything. Don Beating, Mark Flagel, and Matthew Roberts are officials now. In the lane, a shot up and good. The basket will count for Dowling, and a foul on Waukee. And how about that there, Steen?
Kelderman.
And the foul is on Peyton Kelderman, her first. And the basket good by Caitlin Clark, her 13th point. And she'll have a free throw for an and-one here.
Didn't we just say that she only had 2 points, and she gets to 13 really quick?
She had 2 points in the first quarter.
Yep.
She had the other 11 in less than 4 minutes. Free throw's no good by Caitlin.
That doesn't happen very often either.
Rebound comes out to Waukee. 26-21 Dowling by 5. And underneath, a shot to left hand. Good! And that is Megan Ernie with the basket. Nice little left-handed move. Ernie's first 2 points.
With Bulls in there, I don't think she can guard her that far out. She's going to have to take some of that back.
Clark with it. Looking inside the Bulls. Can't get it to her. Now swings it to the right side to Gipple. Back to Clark. Right block. Her pull-up shot is short. Rebound slapped around. Off of Bowles into the hands of Abigail Jones and Waukee. Warriors running. Down court Bartholomew. Corner three up and no good by the Warriors. Rebound Dowling. Down court to Clark. Caitlin with it. And reverse layup good. Caitlin Clark as she beat Peyton Kelderman to the basket. Clark with 15 points. And it's 28-23. Dowling by 5. Marin's largest lead of the night. And now the other way we go. And now Waukee gets the ball down court so well. No walking the ball down.
No.
It is down. You look up and they're underneath the basket.
Denneby got hit pretty hard on that one.
Fouls on Dowling. It'll be on Meg Simplot, her first. So team foul number 6 on the Maroons. And 6 also on Waukee. Free throw is no good.
For as aggressive as both teams are and up and down the floor, not being in the one-on-one yet is pretty crazy. That's a really good defensive job.
3.5 minutes remaining. Second free throw is good by Denebeer. She now has 9 points to lead Waukee, 28-24 Maroons. This is going to be a 1-3-1. It does. 1-3-1 trap by Waukee. Dallin gets it across, and a three-pointer by Simplot is up and good from the right wing.
She might have banked that one in. I think that was a bank. I think she called it.
The bank is not open after 5.
You have to take that shot. When you're that wide open, that's the only way to stop.
But the ATMs are. A corner three by Waukee's, Katie Denebeer is no good. Rebound Dowling, and now a foul called on the Warriors, and that'll be on Denebeer, her third. Well, I have her for 3.
You have her for 3. They have her for, that'll be her second.
Okay. Well, I'll erase one.
So this is one on me, too, and I get it, that you want to make sure that she can't just have open reign. It doesn't do you any good to guard her at three-quarter court.
Oh, it doesn't. I think he just wants to put pressure on her and let her know that somebody's around. I'd have to get into the head of Coach Guest, but I think that's part of it, make her do something.
She can break you down so quickly.
First free throw good by Clark, as that is the 17th foul on Waukee. Makes the front end of a 1-on-1. 16 points for Caitlin. Second free throw good. 18 points for Caitlin Clark. We've got a substitution for Waukee. They're going to get Denebeer out with her second foul. And we got a timeout called by the Waukee Warriors, and this will be, I believe, a full timeout. It is. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Dowling 33, the Waukee Warriors 34. You're listening to girls basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Game one, we'll have the boys game to follow. And back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblok. 2:50 remaining in the first half. Dowling girls lead Waukee 33-24. And yes, there are 3 fouls on Katie Denebeer. They got that corrected on the scoreboard.
You were absolutely right.
That is
not
something
even,
I don't
you
even.
You were big time right.
I don't even hear that at home, Gary. let alone from my other partners.
You're going to hear it from me, that's for sure.
So Katie Denebeer for Waukee does have 3 fouls. The scoreboard had it wrong, and they fixed it during the timeout. And now Waukee with the ball, and a strong move by Bartholomew. And the shot goes through, and Reagan Bartholomew with her first 2 points for Waukee, and it cuts the Dowling lead to 7. 33-26 Maroons. 2.5 minutes remaining in the half. Mike O'Connor, the Dowling boys coach, will join us at halftime. Three-pointer by Clark is no good from the left wing. Rebound, Waukee. Warriors have it. This is Peyton Kelderman backing it out. Dowling stays man-to-man. We've seen a little bit of zone out of Waukee, a little 1-3-1, but otherwise both teams playing man-to-man. Kelderman gets in the lane, and a little scoop shot right around. Moore is up and good. Oh, boy, that's a veteran move there.
Another Euro step kind of move there. It was fun to watch.
Junior versus freshman. As Peyton Kelderman takes it around the freshman Moore for Dowling.
Boy, I would go at Lindsay Kelderman if I was her.
Here's Clark driven through traffic, off the glass, good. You can't stop her. She was 3 people in the lane.
Yeah.
She rolled through that. 20 points for Clark on the basket. It's 35-28, Dowling by 7. Team fouls, Waukee with 7, Dowling with 6. Minute and a half remaining in the first half. Waukee, Bartholomew in the lane, kicks it out in the baseline. A little short corner shot. It's no good by Ernie. Fight for the rebound. Ernie follows her shot and retrieves it. Gives it off in the corner. Three-pointer no good by Bartholomew. And a rebound, Dowling. Gipple with the rebound. Outlet pass to Clark. Caitlin with it. Thinks about a 3. Won't shoot it. Backs in. Ball away jumper is no good. Weak side rebound. Gipple tries to get it to Clark, and it's stolen away by Waukee and Ernie.
Nice job by Gipple to get that offensive rebound.
Great hustle. Here's Jones with it. Abigail gives it up to Lindsey Kelderman in the game with two fouls.
58 seconds.
Under a minute, as you said. Left to play as Bartholomew dribbles the right block. Cut off that time by Gaber. Now backdoor cut by Lindsey Kelderman. Her shot no good. A foul on Dowling. They're going to get more or Gipple. We'll find out. They're going to get Gipple. So Emma picks up her second foul. So her and Nai Tong both with two fouls each. Brianna Rodriguez will check in for Dowling. And really, free throw's coming.
Really good defense right up until the very end and kind of let her squirm through to get the ball down.
Well, it might have been a good foul there, Steiner, because Ernie misses the first free throw. Megan tonight, a 82% free throw, misses her first. As we mentioned, Gipple sitting down with two fouls. So her and Nai Tong on the bench, two fouls each for Dowling.
I have a feeling Dowling may hold for one. What do you think?
Well, we'll see. Second free throw, no good. You don't see that out of an 82% free throw shooter. So Ernie misses them both. Rebound Dowling.
Except for I would go at Lindsey Kelderman if I could.
Rodriguez in the corner. Dowling spreads him out. And now down the lane, and a shot by Gaber with the left hand. No good. Ball poked out of bounds. And it's tapped out by Waukee and Ernie.
Now at 34 seconds, I definitely think they're going to hold for one.
Make sure you got some good questions for the guy behind us here at halftime.
It's good to see him. It's always good to see him.
Is he pretty good when you're on the – the clock?
And no, he's great. He's never going to convince me to do it again.
I see. I didn't know if he was kind of like McCaffrey with the clock operator in Iowa City. I didn't know. I know how it works. I wanted to ask that to you last time. Here's Clark for three on the inbounds pass, and it's no good. Rebound Waukee with 30 seconds remaining. Warriors dribbling down the left side. Kelderman with it. This is Peyton Kelderman. I believe her sister Lindsay is in there. Yes, she is. So both Keldermans in there, and both with well, Lindsay with two fouls, Peyton with one.
See, this is one that Simplot has to be help on this. Number 30 really hasn't done much on offense. She's got to be the help person.
Here's Kelderman with it. This is Peyton. She picks up her dribble around Clark, launches a three, and it's, well, they're going to count it as a two on the line. Peyton Kelderman, and that'll do it. We've come to halftime with the score. Dowling Catholic 35, Waukee Warriors 30. As Peyton Kelderman scores her eighth point at the buzzer. And Gary Steenblok, we've got a heck of a ball game. Dowling by five here at halftime in the girls' contest.
What up and down basketball. How much fun has that been to watch? It's just up and down the floor, threes, layups. That really hurt, though, to have one of your bigs get hurt. She's on crutches.
Yep.
So
rolled her ankle, and that is Reitzma. Taryn Reitzma, 5'11", junior for Waukee. Leads the team in rebounds with seven, averaging 7.5 points on crutches. That left, that knows the ice bag on the outside of her left foot,
yep,
up towards the front. So she's on the shelf right now. We'll take a break, come back with our halftime guest, Michael Connor, as he sits among the Waukee fans here and having a conversation with them.
He's a Waukeean, right?
He lives out there. Yeah, he does. And we'll be back. Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblok, as we are here at halftime. I want to thank our studio producer tonight, as he has been with us this week, Jeff Piggott. Halftime score, the Dowling girls lead Waukee 35-30. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaAndSons.net.
This is Dr. David Anders, host of Called to Communion.
Catholic Radio is the best tool we have for evangelization in the church today. I believe your support of your Catholic radio station can make an eternal difference in the life of an individual, a family, and in society. So support Catholic Radio.
Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people to Christ.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym alongside Gary Steenblok, I'm Mark Amadeo. As we are here at halftime, Dowling girls lead Waukee 35-30 in a battle of top five teams. And we're going to have that in game two of our doubleheader, Gary, as the top 10 teams, number one Waukee, number 10 Dowling. Should be quite a matchup. We got this guy here, assistant athletic director and head boys basketball coach, Michael Connor. OC, thanks for joining us. I picked up Steenblok today because DeVinny's on the
show.
You
got the A-team tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow,
Benny's homesick. He's he's got kind of the flu bug that either you or
That's
I or somebody
good.
Gave him last night.
That's not good.
Yeah, so
Wasn't
he's
us.
Listening. So we wish him well.
We do wish him well. I hope Tracy's taking good care of him.
I'm sure he's milking it. I mean, needing all the attention that he's getting.
That's exactly right.
Mike, what's going on here at halftime recognition here at Dowling? We got a girls team, and that might have been the swim team?
That was the swim team, yeah. And now we're bringing out our boys' cross-country team, and then we'll bring out our football team. Honoring our fall state champions.
No, pay no attention to the guy in the white hat.
Yeah,
my cousin Gerard.
Oh, is that a cousin?
First cousin. Yeah,
everybody.
He's done a great job.
Yeah, thanks.
That whole cross country program on the boys' side has been just tremendous.
What a run they've had.
Everything here to an extent is overshadowed by what football does, and for good reason. It's incredible, but. If you look what these guys have accomplished over the last 5 or 6 years, I think they've won 4 of the last 5. That's extremely impressive in their own right.
And recognition for the coach. He's been recognized many times. So
Tim does a great job.
He does, and it is fun to watch. And a lot of people don't get out to watch cross country, and you need to do it because it's a lot of fun.
It's the greatest one to watch because it's over in about 20 minutes.
It is, and they're all
under
right.
Honestly, God, I mean,
you're right.
You can deal with snow and rain if you're only there for 20 minutes. It's great, and it is really, really intense.
It's fun. A lot funner than a track meet that goes on for 20 hours and not 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long time, unless it's nice out. If it's nice out, it's great.
It's okay. So, Coach, welcome to Central Iowa Sports Basketball. Not an easy week having Ames, then coming in with Waukee, then following up with Johnston.
Yeah, it's not. And honestly, even if you took Ames out last night and played it last Friday, it's still a difficult week. You know, the sport of basketball is great because you have to bring it every night. And when you have to bring it every night, it means there's competition. It means there's parity. So there's not really many easy weeks in the CIML. And we've got a tough stretch here. This is a tough week. And the next week we come back with Centennial. And we just added a game with Dubuque Hempstead, who's 9-2 on Saturday. So we'll find out what we're made of.
This Saturday?
No, a week from this Saturday.
Is that here? Or you
it's
guys
in
have
Cedar
to go,
Rapids.
You have to go to Cedar Rapids.
Yep.
That's a nice pickup game, though. I mean, to just feel what that competition
is
like.
Listen, we need to get a 21st game. You don't want to have the opportunity, if you're lucky enough to make the state tournament, to only have 20 games and everybody else has 21, so you want to be on an even playing field. They lost a game, the same event that we lost a game, so we're going to travel over there and play them, and that'll be a tremendous battle because they're really good. They may have one of the better players in the state, Michael Duax. He's really, really good.
So you upgraded your schedule. Instead of playing your alma mater, Dubuque Waller, now
I never
you're
say we
other...
upgraded our schedule saying Hempstead's better than Waller. Those are words you will never hear me say.
That's because his dad's listening up in Dubuque. That's why, Steve.
He was.
That was our rival in high school. That was Dowling and Valley for us.
Yeah, it was.
Where are you going to play that game in Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
At Kennedy, okay.
That'll be a great, and that'll be a week from this Saturday.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll be on schedule because, you know, now they got this winter weather thing they put out for the next 3 days, so that may affect practice and school.
But I'm tired.
You're caught up after tonight, OC. You're caught up after tonight. And first of all, last night's game, Steen, you weren't here, I believe.
I did not.
I'll tell you what. I hand it to Vance Downs and what he's done. You said it at halftime of the girls' game last night, Mike. What he's done with three guys out of his lineup, two of them are his leading scorers and rebounders. You get a guy like Lipsy who's out for the season. And what he's put together, they're one game above 500, and they brought it last night. They brought a tremendous game plan, and it was, you know, it's good to see a slowdown game. Then you have an up-tempo game like we have here in the girls' game, and I hand it to Coach Downs and his kids.
Well, he's done a great job, and that's why he's been around the CIML as long as he has. He's pretty structured. What you saw last night isn't different, even if they have Lipsy.
Right.
They are very organized. They're very disciplined. They're patient. And they were they made every shot they took last night, literally. And that was the difference in the game. They shot 80%. They missed 6 shots all night.
Unbelievable.
It's really hard to overcome that. We watched the film, and we felt like we were trying to guard people. And we just Every time we would make a run, they'd make a big three, and credit them. It's really when you want to get down to the nuts and bolts of basketball, it comes down to making shots, and they made shots last night.
And it's got to be difficult, too, because the game before that, you're playing an Ankeny team that's totally different than the Ames team. Having two guards like that, being able to get to the, you know, at least to the middle of the lane,
mm-hmm.
or be able to shoot, too, and then have somebody that's so structured in what they do, and then having to come back tonight facing two bigs, a really good team, ranked number one in the state, and then have to follow that up with Johnston, you know, which will be your second game against Johnston.
Yep.
And it's just, it's unbelievable. The first thing is, it's unbelievable how much talent is in this state anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't used to be like, it wasn't like that when I was in high school. You know, we had bits and pieces.
Sure.
And now they're everywhere.
They are everywhere. There's every team has two or three good players. And the really good ones have four or five good players. And the really, really good ones have five or six, seven kids that can play. And they have kids at the lower levels that are developing down there that can play.
This is with Michael. I'm sorry, Coach.
But it's really challenging, Steve. There's a lot of balance.
This is with Michael Conner, the Dowling boys basketball coach, here at halftime of the girls game, as third-ranked Dowling leading number five Waukee 35-30 here at halftime. And OC, the one game you play all year, well, that didn't happen last year. You played Waukee twice during the regular season, but the state tournament was one for all. That was a tremendous game. You had the lead at halftime, and then you know, what a second half it was, and lost a close game at state. Waukee ended up winning the consolation game. They lost after you in the semis, but won the consolation. So they come in with a 10-game winning streak. And I'll tell you what, they graduated five starters off that team. And then the DeVries kid, who's coming off the bench, started because Noah Hart got hurt in the game we had him back in at Waukee.
Well, they did lose five guys, but losing five guys is a lot easier when you have two of the top juniors in the state of Iowa,
and
they're both really good players. And you know what's impressive is when you watch them, they make everybody else around them better, because you have to give those two so much attention that those other guys can play to their strengths. They can shoot open shots, which they can do. That's really the sign of great players, is when they make the guys around him better, and Peyton and Tucker do a really, really good job of that.
Yes, they do. OC, best of luck tonight. It's going to be fun to watch. I know it's going to be – you'll be – we're thinking of you out there, but you and the coaching staff, well, if you take Nahaus out, well, you take Wagner out, yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Well, I may tap out if another team starts shooting 70 or 80%. You guys can finish the game.
80%? Never heard of that, ever.
I haven't either. I don't think you could have a kid go in the gym and shoot 80%
no.
on his own with
not
nobody
even
in
practice.
Here.
OC, best of luck. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you Friday for sure.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
guys.
Coach.
Michael Conner, the Dowling boys basketball coach, joining us here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back. Second half about ready to start for the Dowling girls and the Waukee girls. Halftime, Dowling 35 and Waukee 30, along with Gary Steenblok. Mark Amadale back in 1 minute at the start of the second half on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And we're back at the Dowling gym as Caitlin Stark shoots and scores in half. She now has 21 points. She had 19 at halftime. And now Grace Gaber picks up the foul for the Maroons. And on Gaber, her first. And free throws coming for Waukee as we're underway here in the second half. Gary Steenblok, Reagan Bartholomew getting the second half start due to the injury to Taryn Reitzma for the Waukee Warriors, out with a left ankle sprain, and Bartholomew at the line and makes them both.
Dowling got caught in a switch there. They did a back screen, didn't call it out, and she got a nice right underneath the bucket.
So it's 37-32, Dowling by 5. 7:10 remaining, third quarter. The Dowling gym place is filling up. Boys game next. Number 1, Waukee, taking on the number 10, Dowling boys. Here it's the 5th-ranked Waukee girls and the number 3, Dowling girls. And now Clark, 15-footer, right wing, in and out, no good. And a rebound cleared out of there by Bartholomew. Outlet pass goes to Kelderman. She gets behind Clark. Her layup is no good. Rebound, Gipple. Boy, Waukee just pushed that ball down court.
They get down the floor so quickly.
Here's Clark with it underneath the Nitong. She turns her shot up, partially blocked, no good. Bartholomew got a hand on it. Clark gets it back. Her shot up and good. Went right through traffic.
Great job by Gipple to get that ball back in bounds.
So Caitlin Clark now with 23 points. And it's 39-32, Dowling by 7. Waukee with the ball. Here's Dinnebier with it. It's Dinnebier, Lindsay Kelderman, along with her twin sister Peyton Kelderman.
Nice Megan switch Ernie. There. I like that.
Megan Ernie and Reagan Bartholomew, another the five there. On the floor. And underneath, the shot no good by Waukee. A foul on Dowling's Julia Moore. And you like the switch.
If she would, I think if she'd have let her go, she was playing good enough defense since she just raked her hand. She would have been off balance trying to get that shot up.
So Moore with the second foul. And free throws coming for Waukee. Dinnebier with her first free throw of the second half. She had 8 points at halftime. Going to run down the scoring in the first half. Waukee was led by Katie Dinnebier. And she makes them both. She now has 11 points. She had 9 points at halftime. 8 points for Peyton Kelderman. 5 points for Lindsay Kelderman. 4 points for Reitzman, who's out with an injury. Waukee with the, or Dowling with the basketball and a tie-up. And it'll be Dowling basketball on the alternate possession here, Steen.
Boy, that was a quick jump call there.
Yeah. Let's see. Reagan Bartholomew had 2 points at halftime for Waukee. Megan Irving, 3 points for Waukee at halftime. And we mentioned Reitzman out. She had 4 points at halftime, and she will not return. She is on crutches for Waukee. Warriors were 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Dowling was 2 of 3 at the free throw line, led by Clark's 19 points. Corner three up and no good by Gipple. Weak side rebound. Nitong had it and now wrestled out of her hands by Gaber, and a jump ball call between her and Lindsay Kelderman.
Johnston's ball.
So let's round out scoring in the first half for Dowling. We mentioned Clark had 19. She now has 23. 9 points for Grace Gaber in the first half for the Maroons. 3 points for Meg Simplot. 2 points for Julia Moore, who got the start tonight. Ella McVeigh still out with a hamstring injury for Dowling. And 2 points for Nitong. Lexi Bowles did not score. I mentioned Dowling 2 of 3 at the free throw line.
I thought she did a really good job on defense. Did a couple of nice, really good rebounds. So
now a little Euro step in the lane. Good by Kelderman. That's Peyton Kelderman with her 10th point.
That's coaching right there. That's just a nice move.
It is.
You think you have them stopped and they duck right under you.
That's something you just don't work on in practice. That is something that you really have to work on all season long. Gaber drives baseline. It's cut off. Gets it out to Moore. Julia fakes a three. Goes in the lane. The landed. Giants, her shot no good, and they're going to give it to Dowling as it, say, it went off of Bartholomew, who was just holding her hands above her head and got the block.
I like that the freshman took it hard to the hole. You have to do that. You got to get him to have to guard you.
She's one of those young ladies, plays club ball. We had her on at halftime up at Ankeny, and she said, yeah, plays a lot of club ball, and that's something she's going to learn to perfect, especially she doesn't grow much taller, so
right.
I have to do that if she's going to take it down the land.
Soccer?
Of the,
she plays soccer, too? Is that? I'm trying to think what her other sport was.
All right, Clark for three. It's no good from the top of the key. Out of bounds to Waukee. 39-36, Dowling by 3. 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter here at the Dowling Gym. Place is full, to say the least.
not a great shooting night by Caitlin, but she's and a not great shooting night. She still has 23.
So Waukee will have the basketball as they bring it across the timeline. With it is Megan Ernie. There's it for Kelderman. That's Peyton. With it is Bartholomew and a blocking foul on Dowling, and that'll be on Simplot. And Meg will pick up her second.
That could have went either way there. Not a bad defensive play.
What a strong move by Bartholomew. Yeah. I like that move. It's an inside pivot. Bartholomew took it on the right elbow. And just brought it across her body, put it in her right hand, and tried to go down the right side.
Only a sophomore, too.
Yep. All right, the inbound the ball to Bartholomew. Team foul number 4 on Dowling here in the second half. None on Waukee. That might be a factor. Underneath, that's traveling.
Another Euro.
They're going to call foul on Dowling. And I thought she didn't have a pivot foot established, and she got away with the walk, but nonetheless a foul on Clark, and Caitlin picks up her first. So two shots coming.
You're gonna have to stay down low, and you're gonna have to take that Euro step away. That's been all their points in the second half. Have been on Euro step through. You have to do a better job. You have to know what's coming.
Peyton Kelderman with her first free throw. The first free throw is good. Second one also good. So Kelderman now with 10 points. And it's 39-38, Dowling by one. Maroons in the front court. Here's Ty Tong, right elbow, gets to Gipple for three. It's good.
That's a nice shot by Emma right there. That's a big bucket.
To me and Sun's three-pointer for Emma Gipple, her first 3 points of the night. She was held scoreless in the first half, Dowling by four, 42-38. 4:15 remaining. Now the ball tipped in the backcourt. No, it wasn't. They say Waukee lost it.
Yeah, she tipped it that way.
And Clark was right around the ball. And turnover goes back over to Dowling here, Steen.
See, that's one of those things, too, and nothing I – when they take – since they have that injury, when they put
– here's Clark for three. Good.
When they put number 30 in, you got to double down on some of these girls and make her beat you. She just catches the ball, and she wants to get rid of the ball. They have to do that on defense. And just like that, right back up to a seven-point lead.
Caitlin with her 26th point of the night, a three-pointer, just from the left of the top of the key, 45-38, Dowling by seven. In the lane, a shot no good by Peyton Kelderman. Might have been partially blocked by Nye Tong coming to help.
And she did it exactly the right way. She just kept her hands up.
Rebound Dowling, and now Clark. Pass goes over to
Simplot
for three, and it's good. And we're going to see a timeout maybe by Chris Guest. 48-38, Dowling by 10. This is the Maroons' largest lead of the night. Now Waukee with the basketball. Dribbling in the lane, and a blind pass from Denebeer, and it's stolen away by Gipple, and we've got a tie-up, and it'll be Waukee basketball. Oh, it'll be Dowling basketball.
Dowling basketball.
Excuse me.
They got the last one.
On the possession arrow. So, 3:15 remaining. Dowling by 10, and a timeout called by Waukee. I knew it was coming. Timeout Waukee. 3:15 remaining here in the third quarter. This will be a full timeout. Dowling 48, Waukee 38 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Maroons by 10, 48-38 in this girls' top five matchup. And Steen, we're seeing a heck of a game. Both teams have had runs, and I guarantee Waukee down 10, they're due for another run.
They are due for another run. They got it to one, and then three straight threes.
Yeah, Clark, Gipple, and Simplot. My goodness, for three. Now Dowling's going to hold the ball and kind of pull the Waukee defense out as Simplot and Gipple play catch. Caitlin Clark at the free throw line now has the basketball, and she is guarded this time by Peyton Kelderman. They clear out for her on the right side.
That's such a tough matchup. If you go with her, they're going to get the ball inside, like right there. Emma with a nice move.
And a pull-up jumper good by Gipple.
That's five. That's 5 points when you know, their lead shrunk down to one. That's a huge deal.
And 5 points tonight for Emma Gipple. Dowling by 12. Now the pass underneath, stolen away by Dowling.
Emma Gipple, only a sophomore.
Yeah.
Last year, a heck of a softball player.
Last year you had a beggar to shoot. This year. She's got that confidence, Steen. You don't get that confidence. Now Nye Tong underneath. She gets loose. Her shot up and no good, but she'll go to the free throw line. Foul on Waukee. And Dowling's Nye Tong to the free throw line. as they're going to whistle it on Bartholomew, and I believe that's her first.
Very strong move. That's what Nye has to do. You know, that if she can do that right there, farther along into the season, trying to get what they want, that's going to help.
Absolutely. And she's also done a great job at the free throw line. For the last several games, as she makes the first, she was perfect at the line last night against Ames. And before that, she had a free throw against Ankeny. Second free throw good. And Nye Tong, a 39% free throw shooter, hits them both. And she has 4 points. And the Dowling lead now goes to 14.
See, now Nye's guarding number 30. I think she can now watch her make a three. She did, right there. Look at that.
Why wouldn't she? And that's Abigail Jones, a 6'2 sophomore, with her first three of the night.
Had not even looked at the basket until that point.
Jones can knock the three down underneath. Clark dribble drives, leaves it for Nye Tong. Layup, good.
What a great pass by Caitlin. And what a Nye, that's how much better she is. Look, last year she wouldn't have made that catch. That's really nice.
And I'll tell you what, Nye uses her left hand as well as her right hand when she shoots inside the block. And now a three
pointer
again for Jones, and it's good.
She must have heard me. She's going to go to town.
Abigail Jones, 6'2 sophomore, leads the team with 13 blocks coming off the bench. Now she's got a pair of threes tonight.
Now
Clark with the basketball, and she goes right around Kelderman and gets a layup that's good.
You can call her for traveling because she shuffles her feet before she takes that
but
shot.
Nobody can see that but you
nope,
and I.
I know it.
Because you're on
right
the floor.
Here.
On the floor, looks like just two steps. 56-44, Dowling by 12. Minute 10 remaining in the third quarter. Waukee with the ball. They go right to left towards the south basket here. Now dribbling off her back foot is Ernie. Picks up her dribble. That's Bartholomew, rather. Leaves it for Denebier. Denebier coming off a ball screen by Bartholomew. Leaves it for her sister, for Peyton Kelderman. Waukee struggling to get to the basket here. Now Jones for three again. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound Clark, and she's running. Caitlin between two defenders. Behind the back to Nye Tong.
Oh, nice.
Stolen away. Stolen away by Lindsay Kelderman. The other way we go. What a flurry that was. For three, it's no good by Denebier. And a pushing foul called on Dowling. It'll be on Nye Tong. What a flurry that was, Steiner.
It was. A nice job getting down on defense.
Gabriel will be called for the foul, her second.
A nice pass by Caitlin. An even better catch from
Nye Tong, but before she shot, stolen away by, I believe, Denebier. So Waukee with the ball, Denebier for three. It's good. The basket will count, and a foul on Dowling. It'll be on Meg Simplot, her third, and Denebier makes the three and will have a chance for the rare four-point play. And she hit the deck pretty hard, but I believe she's all right. As Waukee now, substitution, Nerey Barnes will check in. Nerey, a 5'6 freshman, number 54. Brianna Rodriguez checks in for Dowling, and that is for Emma Gipple. Also in there, Meg Simplot in for Dowling. She replaces Julia Moore.
That was a nice shot, too, in the corner, falling backwards.
So
that's a big play.
14 points now for Denebier. Free throw good is 15 points.
Get this down to eight right here.
Told you they'd make a run, and the Chris Guest-led team of Waukee does. 56-48, Dowling by eight. Maroon's largest lead tonight was 14.
They can foul a couple of times here, too.
Yeah. One team foul for Waukee, and there's one.
Yep.
Five for Dowling, and that is a backcourt foul on Nerey Barnes. That's why she got in the ballgame. Wasn't scheduled to be in the seven- or eight-player rotation for Coach Guest, but all of a sudden is, and for good reason, to foul. And now a bad pass, but Clark tracks it down, and it goes out of bounds off of Nerey Barnes. So it'll be Dowling basketball as Waukee knocked it out of bounds. Offense, defense, Rodriguez checks out for Dowling, Gipple back in.
Got to have more confidence with your inbounds pass. I mean,
28 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, Dowling by eight. The Maroons will have to go the length of the court. Possession arrow favors Waukee. Team fouls, Waukee with two, Dowling with five. They finally get it to Clark after Lindsay Kelderman tried to get in her way. Clark down the lane, has a seam, pull-up jumper, no good. Tip, no good. Clark the rebound, put back up, good. Bowles kept that alive.
Yes, she did. That was a nice play.
Clark with 30.
Want to keep him away from getting a three here.
Waukee with the ball. Here's Ernie with it in the half court. Dowling prevents the layup. Here's Kelderman with it. 3 seconds remaining. Long three by Ernie. Good at the horn.
The one thing you didn't want to give up.
What a game we have. Megan Ernie with her fifth point and her first three, and we've come to the end of three quarters of play with the score. Dowling 58, Waukee 51. What a top five girls game we have. Back in 1 minute for the fourth quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. What a game we have. Dowling 58, Waukee 51 in game one of our doubleheader. It's the girls' game. Waukee with the basketball as Lindsay Kelderman gets the start. Dribble handoff to her twin sister, Peyton. Now a long three by Jones, no good. She's cooled off after hitting her first two. Rebound out of bounds to Dowling. Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblock, glad you could join us here on Iowa Catholic Radio. What a game we've had. This has been a lot of fun, and it's not over.
It is a really good game. I'd spread them out here.
Yeah, you wonder what, if they're going to do that. Oh, Dowling's run their offense. Clark gets it.
They're going to.
Two more. They try to lob underneath, and Nye Tong with the pass. Not probably the best pass out of Nye, trying to hit a high low to Clark.
Up.
And now here's three-pointer coming. It's no good by Kelderman. Ball goes out of bounds. And we got a loose ball foul on Jones. And it'll be Dowling basketball. Wow. Long three by Waukee. Didn't fall.
That's one of those things. That's not Nye. You know, she's got to work on that entry pass. She's used to getting entry passes, not making them. So that was a great play call, though.
You know what? They got a look at the basket, and it was a good look. So Dowling with the basketball.
Nice move.
And they work underneath the Nye Tong and gets the layup. Another assist.
What a job by Simplot there.
And that was Meg Simplot, not Clark that time with the assist. Nye with her eighth point. Long three coming in and out, no good by Dinnebeer. Rebound Dowling.
That was kind of a for somebody who hadn't taken a shot. She's now taken six. She's three for six. She's taken six shots in the last 3 minutes.
She's 500. And now a corner three by Dowling. In and out, no good by the Maroons. Julia Moore. Rebound comes out to Waukee.
It's probably not the shot you wanted, but it wasn't a bad shot.
60 to 51. Dowling by nine. Yeah, 6.5 minutes remaining. And a pull-up three is no good by Dinnebeer. Waukee has launched threes from that same spot the first four shots of the fourth quarter. All right, Waukee.
Wow.
In defense. Dowling gets the ball down court. Layup up and good by Caitlin Clark. How'd she do that? Foul's going to be on Lindsay Kelderman, her third for Waukee.
Now, I don't know what you do there. I mean, that was good defense.
Where's that replay monitor?
I want to see that one.
62-51, Dowling by 11.
A game of streaks so far right now.
Free throw good as Clark completes the traditional three-point play, and she has 32 points on the night to lead Dowling.
And we were worried about her having two in the first quarter.
She's had 28 since, and we're not even halfway through the fourth quarter. Now a long three, no good by Kelderman. This is Peyton with the miss. Rebound Dowling, and all of a sudden Waukee cold shooting. Well, they're not working it inside at all.
They're not working it inside, and they're not going up and down with their shots. They're off balance doing it. So they're hustling their shots, I guess I'm going to say.
Fourth foul on Dinnebeer is she got hooked up with or tangled up rather with Moore. 63-51, Dowling by 12, 5:45 remaining fourth quarter. Steiner?
And that's your best defender on Caitlin.
Yeah, you're right. Runs inbound the ball.
So now they got to put Kelderman on her.
Now they work it inside, and the pass
nice
by
defense.
Gipple to Not a strong enough pass, stolen away as they try to get it in the tongue.
Reagan Bartholomew again. And
down the lane, Peyton Kelderman shoots and scores, and that's what Waukee has not done here in the fourth quarter. They've settled for 6 3-point attempts, no good, and this time Kelderman takes to the hole,
yep.
Draws the foul, and makes the basket.
Dowling hasn't done a very good job of getting the ball into the post. They got to get that ball up in the air. I mean, you're just letting them knock it down.
14 points for Kelderman. Peyton misses the free throw. Rebound Clark, and she's tied up in the corner, and she takes a timeout, and this will be a full timeout. We will take one ourselves. 5.5 minutes remaining, fourth quarter. It's number 3 Dowling, 63, number 5 Waukee, 53, in Class 5A girls basketball, CIML style, here from the Dowling Gym on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym as the Maroons call timeout. They inbound the ball, and they throw it away in the backcourt. So it'll be Waukee basketball as they have it underneath their own basket here. As Gary Steenblok sits in tonight for Steve DeVinny, who's under the weather. And Steiner, that was an unusual play by the Maroons.
I mean, we were so far away from the ball. Nobody went at it or anything.
They tried to get it to their post player, Nai Tong. And now Jones gets the inbounds pass. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Dowling and Meg Simplot. Simplot got the start last night in place of Ella McVeigh, who's out with the hands.
What a pass by Clark.
Caitlin Clark with another bullet pass to Nai Tong, and she shoots and scores. Nai with her 12th point of the night. Unbelievable. And it's 65-53. Dowling by 12. That might be a career high for Nai. Waukee with the basketball. They work it on the perimeter where they made their hay. When they can't make the threes, they dribble drive in the lane. And now here's a three-pointer by Bartholomew. That's good. 65-56, Dowling. Wow. Now a steal by Waukee as they press the Dowling offense.
Dribble
and they force
the ball.
They force the turnover. Warriors have it. Kelderman for three, and it's off the rim, no good. 0 for 8 now from three-point range in the fourth quarter for Waukee. Rebound Dowling and Gipple.
See, I'm one of those that if I want Caitlin to have the ball, I have Caitlin take the ball out and then work to get the ball.
Here's Clark with it. She's in the lane. Leaves it for Nai Tong. Layup good. Nai Tong with 14 points. How about that? 67-56, Dowling by 11. 4 minutes remaining. Fourth quarter here at the packed Dowling Gym. Waukee and Dowling, the only time they play this year is tonight. Three-pointer no good. 0 for 9 now for Waukee as Peyton Kelderman couldn't hit it. Rebound Clark. She's double-teamed the backcourt. No problem. She dribbles out of it. Down court it goes to Gaber for three. Up, good! Grace Gaber with a Tumi and Sons three-pointer. The Maroons have exploded now, 70-56 over Waukee.
A great shot, but even a better pass.
No question about it. Grace Gaber.
Man, that's a walk.
With her 12th point. And now Dowling comes away with the turnover. Here's Clark with it. Break the press. Now a three-pointer by
Simplot.
Three, and it's good. Meg, we had her last night on the post-game show with 9 points. Timeout, Waukee with 3:15 remaining. We'll keep it here. Dowling, 73, Waukee, 56. Steiner, we talked about a game of runs. We knew Waukee would come back. They cut it to one. Dowling has exploded now, and Dowling with a 17-point lead after just leading by one, not too far away.
and I like it. I like the fact that Caitlin is looking for her teammates. They know they're going to double her. She's found Nye for two layups. She found the other two for open threes, and they made them. If the supporting cast hits shots like that,
right?
I don't know who beats them.
Well, it's going to be a tough out.
It is going to be a tough out, but because you have to guard her all over the floor.
But too many nights we see a score sheet like last night. Caitlin had 42, and the rest of the team in single digits.
Yep.
And this is more balanced scoring, spread out, and they're still putting 70 points up.
Yep, and I like that, and I like the fact that she's looking, and I saw this when she was a freshman. If you don't have your hands up, she's going to hit you right square in the face because she wants to pass the ball. She loves passing the ball.
Well, we mentioned Caitlin Clark tonight, 33 points she has.
What, 12 assists?
And around there. She averages 4 assists a game. Last night she had like 7, I think, when I saw the box score.
So every assist on those points that you showed, it came from her.
Yeah, more or less. Waukee out of the timeout. Warriors have 1 remaining. Dowling has 3 at their disposal. Team fouls, Dowling with 6, Waukee with 5.
See, now really good defense.
Now under 3 minutes remaining. Waukee now a 3-pointer by Lindsey Kelderman. No good. 0 for 10 here in the fourth quarter is Waukee. Rebound Gaber, foul on Waukee. And free throws coming for Dowling. Or no, that is the 16th foul.
Now both have 6, yep. So next foul is the free throw.
Lindsey Kelderman with her fourth foul. So she and Denevere with 4 fouls each for Waukee, and only 2 in foul trouble. Dowling has, Simplot has 3. And
see, I still like the fact I would have Caitlin bringing the ball.
No,
She's throwing the ball in. I'd have her throw the ball in and then go from there.
And now Clark all the way down court draws a foul as she went down and she hits the deck. And, oh, she's saying she's all right. As, boy, the physicality of that young lady is amazing. Caitlin Clark, we're talking about.
Yeah, she likes that. I mean, she just plays so tough.
As fouls on Jones, Abigail with her second, and Caitlin's first free throw good. 34 points tonight for Caitlin, excuse me.
And that's the other thing. I mean, she hits free throws. She makes passes. It's just fun to watch. And like we said, we don't have many games left.
No. This is game number 14, second free throw good. Clark with 35 points. 75-56, Dowling by 19. 19 points. And Waukee gets Peyton Kelderman with a basket. That's her 17th point. Now we've got a timeout on the floor. And let's see if they call a 30 or a minute. If we go a minute, we'll take a break. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Steen, Mark Amadale, Gary Steenblock sitting in for Steve DeVinnie. Mike Swain will join me for game 2. The Dowling boys taking on Waukee. This one, Dowling 75, Waukee 58. And Steen, what a game we've seen. And I like how this Dowling girls team is playing. This is their three games in a week. And they've got back-to-back games, and that's never easy in high school. I don't care. The NBA complains about it. They'll just rest players. But
right.
In college ball, you don't see that very often. But tonight we've got back-to-back games.
It's the bumps and bruises, and you don't have time to, you know, you just don't have time for your body to relax. See, now this is what I would do. I would let her throw the ball in, get the ball. She's your best inbounds passer. Then she can go get the ball. I like that.
She does. Clark will inbound the ball. 2:20 remaining. Lobs it into Nye Tong, and she gets it. 75-58 Dowling as we're under the 2.5-minute mark. Bruins are going to hold the ball now as they get it back to Clark between the circles. Caitlin works the left side, guarded by Katie Denevere. Denevere with 4 fouls. Gets to Julia Moore. Now it's Dowling's version of the 4-corner. Now Clark will take it to the hole. Her shot partially blocked, no good. Gets her own rebound. And a putback up and good right
tips
around Bartholomew.
Tips it to herself.
That counts as an offensive rebound, Senior.
Yeah, it does.
37 points for Clark. Corner 3 up, good.
Now we're going to have to clean that up. That was too wide open of a shot there.
And I believe that was number 14, Peyton Kelderman, with the basket, and that is her 17th point. That was a corner 3. That was good. And it's 77-61, Dowling with the lead. Maroons in the front court. Waukee man-to-man defense. Now a double team and a steal. Steal by Denevere all the way down court. And her shot up and good with the left hand right around Caitlin Clark, who came back to defend. So Denevere shoots and scores. She now has 19 points for Waukee.
Needs to be a little tougher with the ball. We're all right.
63. 64 seconds remaining. The next Waukee foul. Or Dowling is in the 1-1, I'm sorry. 17 fouls in Waukee. 6 on Dowling. There's Nitong with it. Gets in the corner. Julia Moore, she'll launch a 3 to left hand. No good. And a rebound and a foul on Nitong as Jones had the rebound.
Freshman mistake. That's okay. Big game. She's getting time. That, I mean, that's important, you know.
That's her third foul.
When you have an injury like that and you can get a freshman in, I mean, against a number, you know, a top five team, heck yeah. Let her see what it's like. I she's played a really good game.
77-63, Dowling by 14 points. The Maroons have led by as many as 19. Jones at the line for Waukee. Free throw no good. Front of a 1-1, and a rebound cut out of there by Gipple. Dowling has it. Simplot with it in the front court. Dribbling around. Just trying to kill time. 40 seconds remaining.
See a nice job by Emma Gipple there.
Jones missed the free throw. She has 6 points tonight for Waukee off the bench. Maroons playing keep away.
That's a sophomore doing a really good job.
Here's Gaber over to Clark. Maroons playing keep away. 25 seconds remaining. Let's see if Waukee will call off the double teams. Nope. Maroons just find the open player. Here's Clark with it. She's double and soon to be triple team, and a whistle and a foul on Kelderman. This will be on Lindsay Kelderman, and she'll foul out with 15 seconds remaining. And she'll foul out with 5 points all in the first half. So at the free throw line will be Caitlin Clark for a 1-1. As Chris Guest will return to the lineup, Megan Ernie, one of the starters.
So talking about the boys' game tonight, what's the over-under on dunks tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd say quite a few are in store.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Clark's free throw good. She's perfect here in the fourth quarter, 5 for 5. She's now 7 out of 8 for the ball game. Caitlin with 38 points. Second one good. 39 points for Clark. As Julia Moore returns to the lineup, replacing Caitlin Clark. So it'll be Moore, Gipple, Simplot, Gaber, and Brianna Rodriguez, all guards in for Dowling.
See, at least 39 and 10 for Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
Not even counting rebounds.
She's up close to 10 assists, yep. And getting loose and scoring the layup for Waukee is Katie Denebeer with her 21st point. And that should do it. Dowling will win it. Gaber dribbles in the front court. 79-65, the final. Dowling girls have now run 6 in a row and 8 of their last 9 ball games. And now they have extended their winning streak over Waukee to 4 as they defeated Waukee 4 straight times. 79-65, the final. Dowling over Waukee here. Gary Steenblock.
What a fun game. Up and down the floor, excitement. I mean, and what a crowd. I mean, I kind of turned around a second ago, but, I mean, we're full.
Yeah, it's full here. We look across, it's full. We look behind us, it's full. And we got the boys coming up. And the Dowling girls, a winner tonight, 79-65, along with Gary Steenblock. I'm Mark Amadale, and I want to thank our studio producer as he's been with us throughout this week. It's been a busy week. I want to thank Jeff Piggott. For all the work he does back at Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll move to the postgame show, and we'll recap scoring in this contest. The final, Dowling 79, Waukee 65 in the girls' game. The boys' game to follow here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiaAndSons.net.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray here from The Doctor Is In. Did I explain to you my Amway theory? Very simple. You give to this station, you support Catholic Radio, and you get a percentage credit of all the lives that are changed. This is true. I've been at this business a long time. I'll tell you, if you only knew the amount of people whose lives have been changed by Catholic Radio. So, you support this station. It would be hard to find something where your support goes as far as it does.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Final in game one. The Dowling girls defeat Waukee 79-65 in the battle of top five teams. And what a game we saw. The Maroons led at halftime by five, and they got their lead got up to 19 in the fourth quarter before the teams kind of called the dogs off and settled down, and Dowling with the win by 14 over Waukee to run the streak now to four in a row over the Waukee Warriors, and that's got to be pretty good. I think a lot of that has to do with Caitlin Clark being involved in the lineup all 4 years.
Another amazing game, and the fact that, you know, she did it a multitude of ways. She did it driving the ball to the hole, posting up, hitting threes, hitting mid-range. You can't put her on the foul line. I mean, there's just not a lot of things you can do. So just a really good job. And the rest of the group stepped up tonight, too. And you know, not having McVay, that's, I mean, that's
second
leadership.
Straight,
yeah, that's leadership that you're missing on the floor. So I thought they did a really good that, – that's just a tough team. Once again, those are kind of the teams Southeast Pope gave them trouble, too. Five girls that all can – dribble the ball, be outside, drive inside, shoot. It's just that's the type of team that's going to hurt them. But when you have Emma Gipple playing as well as she did, what a big game by Annie Simplot. Are you kidding me?
Yep, 9 points.
Meg Simplot. I actually I had her sister there.
Yeah, Meg Simplot finishing with 9 points.
That's but huge.
Grace Gaber with 12. Nine of those came in the first half when Clark was held to 2 points in the first quarter. Gaber was hitting for
three threes. Big threes.
And then free throws down the stretch. Maroons were 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line, and Dowling finishes 10 out of 11 tonight at the free throw line. That's tremendous shooting.
It is very good.
The lone miss was Clark's first free throw. She missed the first one and hit eight in a row after that.
Yeah, you just can't put her on the line. You can't. I mean, if you defend her at the three-point line, she drives by you. If you don't defend her at the three-point line, you're just giving her free points.
And the amazing thing is, a week ago, Waukee makes up their game with Southeast Polk. It was a week ago yesterday on a Monday. They go over to Southeast Polk and knock Southeast Polk out.
Yeah.
Now, several weeks before that, Southeast Polk came here and knocked Dowling out. So isn't it amazing how they all kind of just knock each other out and around, and Dowling gets the win over Waukee after Waukee beats Polk and Polk beat Dowling.
Yep, and all three teams, if you watch them play, they all play the same way. I mean, they're all kind of the same team, so that's exciting.
Well, tremendous win for Coach Kristen Meyer and the Dowling girls. They improved their record to 12-2 on the season. This is a non-division game in the CIML as Waukee has their seven-game winning streak stopped. As they fall to 10-2 on the season. Let's take a look at the scoring in this contest. First of all, for the visitors from Waukee, they had two players in double figures, led by Katie Dinnebeer with 21 points. She was followed by Peyton Kellerman with 17 for the Warriors. And then 6 points each for Abigail Jones off the bench and Reagan Bartholomew off the bench for the Warriors. 5 points each for Lindsay Kellerman, who fouled out with 15 seconds remaining. Megan Ernie with 5 points. And we should mention the injury to Reitzma. Taryn went down in the first half with a left ankle injury. She did not return. She's on crutches right now, and she finished with 4 points as the Warriors went 11 for 17 from the free throw line tonight.
And I know this sounds weird, but Dinnebeer had a great defensive game against Caitlin, even though she had 39 points. She played her tough until she got three fouls, and then it was more difficult to try to guard her.
That's correct.
In that first quarter, she had Caitlin frustrated and did a really good job. But if you're asked to guard her, you're going to give up on the offensive end. Even though she scored that, she was spending all of her reserve on defense. So that's a tough thing to do.
And Reitzma, who came in averaging 7.5 points but was the leading rebounder for Waukee, got a rebound, came down on an ankle of someone, and was called for traveling, and then she rolled her ankle, obviously.
Yep. She went down pretty quick.
She did, and she did not come back on the crutches. So now for Dowling, the leading scorer tonight, Caitlin Clark with 39 points, came in averaging 34, so a few points above her normal average. Rounding out scoring, as you talked about, Nitong tonight with 14 points. Got a lot of those 10 assists by Clark with the Nitong.
And did a great job of catching the ball and finishing.
12 points for Grace Gaber. And then rounding out scoring, the young lady we talked about, Meg Simplot, who got the start last night for the Maroons in place of McVay. She finished with 9 off the bench for the Maroons tonight. 5 points for Emma Gipple and 2 points for Julia Moore, the freshman who got the start for McVay tonight. So they've kind of rotated that. Coach Myers rotated that position.
And I think that was probably more for defensive purposes to start the game, to see if you could slow down, you know, that kind of three guard that Waukee was using. So, and she played really well. When you're a freshman and you can play like that, that's pretty exciting.
Certainly is. Dowling went 10 of 11 at the free throw line. Maroons trailed by 2 at the end of the first quarter. It was Waukee 15-13 at the end of 1. Dowling outscored Waukee 22-15 in the second quarter. Dowling by 5 at halftime. And in the second half, Waukee outscored the Maroons 21-18 in the third quarter. Dowling's lead 7 going into the fourth quarter. And the Maroons outscore Waukee 21-14 in the fourth quarter to win it 79-65, Steve.
And they had a pretty big comeback in like the last 2 minutes of that third quarter. That game was going to be out of hand earlier. So a nice job by Waukee fighting. And especially after, like you said, after losing, you know, losing a player and an important player. So,
yeah, very pivotal. Well, Steen, thanks for joining us. The guy behind you, don't knock around Coach too much. He's waiting in the wings. Thanks for sitting in for DeVinny. I hope Steve's feeling better. I know he's listening.
Yep.
If he's in and out of, being asleep or not. But he's trying to fight off the flu, and we hope he does.
All good. Be good, Coach.
Thank you, sir. Gary Steenblok, my broadcast partner for Game 1. Dowling girls a winner over Waukee by the score of 79-65. Coming up, we'll pregame game 2. Dowling and Waukee, the boys, a top 10 matchup in its own right. We'll be back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we are back here at the Dowling Gym as we get set for game number 2. It's Dowling and Waukee here on Iowa Catholic Radio as Mike Swaim joins the broadcast. Swaimer, glad I didn't get the call from you. DeVinny went down with the stomach virus and had to go to the bullpen, found Mr. Steenblok. He wasn't on the board tonight, so I figured, hey, why not? And Gary helped out, and I see you're still healthy.
I am. Thing is I got a parking space, Mark.
How?
I don't know how. Somebody left after that girls game. What a great performance by the Dowling girls.
Yeah, absolutely. It
was. And great that Gary was able to fill in for you, and hopefully DeVinny comes back on Friday night ready to go.
Well, hopefully we're playing on Friday night. Again, we got the good old winter weather stuff going around, and hopefully that'll move out. But number 1 Waukee, number 10 Dowling. The Maroons coming off a loss last night to Ames by 2, and won a game in which Ames went to their – you talk about a game plan by Vance Downs. He played it perfectly. Maroons couldn't, you know, unfortunately make the shots they needed to. They came back and rallied, but tonight – it's all off the table. This Waukee team is good, and they're really good, and Dowling's got to be, waiting in the wings and trying to avenge what happened last night.
Yeah, this is 2 games in a row, Mark, that Dowling got sort of hit by a barrage of 3-pointers by teams that really hadn't shown the ability to do it.
Yeah.
Ankeny came in shooting 30%, and they were on fire from 3, and Ames, not only did they make a lot of 3s, but they had timely 3s that sort of thwarted Dowling's efforts to try and get back in that game. And so tonight you're talking about a team that shoots the 3-ball very well.
Yes, they do.
And Dowling's going to have to do a much better job, Mark, of getting back in transition, finding shooters, and holding this team to one shot and out. This is another team that, since I've been doing the games here this year, Mark, Dowling's not going to have the height advantage. Waukee is
that
big, and they can shoot it, and they are shooting a great percentage from – not only inside the 3-point arc, but outside the 3-point arc as well.
And one little note, Mike, that I kind of put together, and it also had to do with the Waukee girls. Turnovers to assists, that ratio as a team. Waukee averages 16 assists, where their boys do. They only average 7.5 turnovers. There is not one stat I've done this year in all the games we've had, girls and boys. It's usually there are more turnovers than assists. That is phenomenal, almost a 2-to-1 ratio there with their assists to turnovers. And that in shooting is why Coach Justin Ohl has his team ranked number one.
Well, that's a fantastic stat. And you look at some of these shooting percentages. I mean, Tucker DeVries shooting 51% from three, 60% from the field. Peyton Sanford shooting 55% from the field. As a team, they're shooting over 50% from the field and 39% from three. So Dowling has got to do a great job tonight of getting back to that aggressive defense, shutting people down, not letting people get in the paint, and then rebounding the ball and getting out in transition to try and use that to get some easy baskets for their offense.
Well, the Maroons are trying to snap a losing streak to Waukee. I believe the Waukee's won five in a row on the boys' side. Dowling's last win was about just over 4 years ago in overtime at Waukee, 77-67, and that's been the last Dowling win. Waukee won both games last year. Keep in mind, they're non-division. They played them once. Waukee won at Waukee, but Dowling faced in the first round of the state tournament, and Waukee was a 48-35 win at Wells Fargo Arena. So it's been tough, and now, and this is what's amazing. I talked to Justin Ohl, the Waukee head boys basketball coach, ninth year there at Waukee, and I talked to him today, and I said, Justin, you graduated Dylan Jones, Michael Vicente, Dante Jenkins, and Andrew Curran, who were very solid players. All of them started. Noah Hart started, but he injured his ACL against Dowling in the last game we played him back in January. A year ago, he injured and was out for the year. So what do they do? Well, they take good old Tucker DeVries off the bench and make him a starter. And this Sanford kid, Peyton Sanford, was their sixth man. Well, both of those two are their leading scorers, Tucker DeVries and Sanford. But they got three new starters and a role players, and they are responding. This is what's amazing. They've replaced most of their starting lineup, Mike, and here they are, Waukee.
Well, it just goes to show you the talent that's out in Waukee. Mark, you and I did that game down at Wells Fargo,
yeah.
That Dowling-Waukee game, where Dowling actually led at halftime. There was an upset
yep.
brewing at Wells Fargo and just couldn't get over the hump. Waukee was able to outlast Dowling. So there's a lot of bad memories if you're the Dowling coaching staff over the last couple of years with losses to this Waukee team.
Yeah.
Tonight is an opportunity for Dowling to end this two-game losing streak and, oh, by the way, upset number one in the state in doing it.
Well, they have an opportunity here. We'll take a break and come back with starting lineups. Dowling and Waukee, the boys' game, coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio after the Dowling girls, a winner tonight in a top-five matchup over the Waukee girls. 77-65 the final in the girls contest. Dowling with the win. The Maroons improved to 12-2 on the season. And we'll be back with our starting lineups in the boys contest in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups as it's Waukee and Dowling, the boys' game, as they're being introduced right now. First of all, for the visitors from Waukee, the head coach is Justin Ohl in his ninth year, 149 wins, 49 losses. Assistant coaches are Trevor Michelson, Kevin Kanaski, Cole Van Vark, and Dave Dirks. And they'll start at one guard, Tucker DeVries, a 6'6 junior. And he'll wear number 12, leading scorer for Waukee, averaging 21.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, leads a team with four assists. and he'll be at one guard. The other guard is Price Stanford. Stanford, a 6'4 freshman, averaging 7.5 points, 2 rebounds. Here we're at number 21. At one forward is his older brother, Peyton Stanford. Stanford, a 6'7 junior, averaging 19 points, 9.5 rebounds, just under 4 assists. Leads the team in steals and block shots. He'll wear number 20. The other forward is Wyatt Heston for the Waukee Warriors, a 6'7 junior, averaging 8.5 points, 5 rebounds. And he'll wear number 32, and he is second on the team and made three-pointers with 22. In the center, Lincoln Swanson, 6'6 senior, averaging 6 points, 4.5 rebounds. He'll wear number 33. So for the Warriors, it's Tucker DeVries, Peyton, and Price Sanford, Wyatt Heston, and Lincoln Swanson, the 5 and the 4. Waukee with a 9-0 record. They've won 10 in a row because they won the consolation game in the third-place game last year at State. So they've come in winning 10 in a row. They're ranked number 1 with a 9-0 regular season record. They're 5-0 in Iowa Conference play, averaging 71.3 points offensively, giving up 46 points on defense. For Dowling, they're going to their original starting lineup, the usual starting lineup, I should say. Matt Stillwell, 6'2 senior, averaging 11.5 points. He'll be at one guard wearing number 4. Joe Stracco is the other guard, a 5'10 senior, averaging 4.5 points. He'll wear number 12. The third guard is Matt Riedel, 6'3 junior, averaging 7.5 points. He'll wear number 24. At forward, Ryan Riggs for the Maroons, a 6'8 junior, averaging 11.5 points, 7 rebounds. He'll wear number 20. The other forward, Drew Daniel, the team's leading three-point shooter with 22 made threes. A 6'6 senior is Drew, averaging 8.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. Dowling comes in with a record of 8-3. They've lost 2 in a row after winning 8 straight, and they're 4-2 in Central Conference play. This is a non-division game. Michael Connor is the Dowling boys head coach, 196 wins, 108 losses, assisted by Nick Wagner, Jimmy Nahas, David Combs, and Pat Henkenius. Maroons average 56 points on offense, and they give up 43 points on defense, and Waukee averages 71 points on offense. Mike Swain.
Well, Dan's got to get off to a good start. Mark, the last two losses, they have not got off to a good start, dug themselves some holes. Can't do that against the number one team in the state.
Tip controlled by Dowling. And Waukee, looks like man-to-man, is Waukee in their road uniforms. Dark uniforms, long three coming, top of the key by Riedel, no good. Rebound comes out to Waukee. Good hustle that time. Corner three is up and good by Heston. Oh, my goodness, Wyatt Heston with his second on the team with 3. 3-0 Waukee, Mike.
That's exactly what we were talking about, transition defense and then finding three-point shooters. Dowling didn't do that. And Waukee made him pay.
They certainly did. And now Waukee crowd into this game. It's a packed house here. Riggs down the lane. A little scoop shot is no good. He went right around Lincoln Swanson. Rebound Waukee as the Maroons miss a shot. This is Peyton Sanford. Leaves it for his DeVries, rather, for 3. It's no good. Tucker DeVries with the miss. Rebound Dowling. Here's Stillwell with it. Lost the ball. Retrieved by Stracco. Joe with it. And Dowling will reset their offense. Stillwell, Stracco, and Riedel, the guards. Now here's Stillwell with it on the left side. Drives baseline, cut off nicely by Tucker DeVries. That's a height disadvantage there for the Maroons. Stillwell against DeVries.
Yeah, Matt's got some quickness against him.
Stillwell for 3. It's good, and we're tied at 3. A Tumian Suns three-pointer by Matt Stillwell from the top of the key.
Well, and Dowling going to stay in that full court press, Mark, that they ran against Ames the other night, had some success doing it.
Underneath Peyton Sanford, his shot is partially blocked and it went out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Waukee. I think Riggs got a hand on that.
It was a good block by Riggs, and then he tried to tip the ball out from going out of bounds, but he was stepping on the line, so Waukee will retain possession.
Tied at 3, 6:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Waukee with the ball. They work it down low, and Peyton Sanford, strong move on the right block. He scores.
It's just a blown assignment by Drew Daniel. It wasn't even a screen set. Peyton Sanford just beat him to the block.
All right, Stillwell with it. Driving against DeVries. His shot up, no good. Drew the foul. Body foul on DeVries. Blocked the shot, but the foul before. And on Tucker, that'll be his first foul. His dad, the head coach at Drake.
This is going to be something to watch, Mark. Matt Stillwell against Tucker DeVries. Matt Stillwell is clearly the best that Dowling has getting to the basket, and he is able to get to that foul line, draw contact. That's Tucker DeVries' first foul. See if Coach Ohl at some point decides to switch that matchup so Tucker DeReese does not pick up a second foul.
And which one of those other four would you put on him?
Right. No, I know it's a tough matchup. I'm just saying that I think it's something that Dowling can work in their favor.
Waukee will go eight deep, maybe nine. So we'll see that rotation. Second free throw, no good. Tip by Daniel, no good, but right in the hands of Riggs. Riddle for three, it's no good. Good hustle that time by Stillwell, and it goes off the foot, off the knee of DeVries, I believe.
Yeah, they're going to keep it Dowling, and the Waukee students right there, not happy with that call.
So is Coach Olds. He's having a word with one of our officials, Don Beating. Mark Flegel and Matthew Roberts are three-man officiating crew, and Dowling will retain possession. Daniel throws it in. Waukee 5, Dowling 4. Corner three by Daniel is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Waukee and Lincoln Swanson.
Dowling struggling a little bit from three, Mark. That goes back to that Ames game. We've already seen Riedel miss twice, and now Drew Daniel miss. Drew Daniel didn't have a lot of threes against Ames either, so something to monitor on the Dowling offense.
All right, Peyton Sanford, we got an illegal screen called on Waukee, and they're going to get Lincoln Swanson for the illegal screen. That's his first foul. Now we've got.
We're going to get Omaha Ballou.
Omaha wants to check in.
Yeah, the referee wanted to wave him in, saying, hey, you just can't come in, even though you've checked onto the bench. Let us bring you in. So just a little clarification there. So Riedel to the bench and Omaha in.
Dowling's first substitution. It's 5-4 Waukee. Waukee whistled for their second foul here in the first quarter. Stracco dribbles in the front court. Dowling with their weave going. It's Stillwell, Stracco, and Omaha Ballou with the weave. Now Stillwell spins in the lane and shot off the glass. Up and good right around Peyton Sanford. Basket will count, the foul on Waukee, and that gets the Dowling crowd going on the far side.
Well, and already a switch, Mark, so Peyton Sanford was guarding Stillwell.
Yes,
they've already moved DeVries off of him, and Matt Stillwell using his quickness and did a great job of getting to the basket that
time. Peyton had him, but his brother, Price, picked him up and drew the foul. Stillwell's basket good. He's got 6 points and an and-one possibility here. 6-5 Dowling, runs by one, and the free throw good. So Waukee's had a three-point lead. Dowling's first lead is two right now, 7-5 over Waukee. And the Maroons now drop back on defense. Long three coming. It's no good by Peyton Sanford. Rebound Dowling. Here's Stracco with it to Stillwell. Dribbles baseline. Leaves it for Riggs. And he's shot off the glass good right around Peyton Sanford. Ryan Riggs with his first two and Dowling up four. Now a turnover in the backcourt. Omaha Ballou thought it was off his leg.
Well, and it was a great job. And we talked about getting the rebounds, Mark, so Dowling could get out in transition. And that time, Dowling used that. Great job by Stillwell pushing the ball down the floor, able to get at Riggs for an easy one. And the pressure bothering Waukee just a little bit. Omaha Ballou with almost a turnover.
Mason Myers into the Waukee lineup, number 10, a 6'4 junior, replacing Lincoln Swanson. Warriors in the front court. Now Ballou's going to get a hand check on Tucker DeVries. So Ballou picks up the first foul, the first Dowling foul of the ball game.
Both teams trying to sort of feel out how the officials are going to call this game, where they're going to call the touch fouls and how things are going
to
go.
9-5 Dowling. 4:45 remaining here in the first quarter. Corner three up. No good by Price Stanford, the freshman of this Sanford brothers. Rebound Waukee, and this is Tucker DeVries. His shot no good. Tip no good. DeVries gets his own rebound, and he draws a foul. And that'll be on Stracco reaching in.
Well, that was great help by Ryan Riggs on Tucker DeVries, but Drew Daniel just couldn't come up with that rebound. And we talked about how important rebounding is going to be tonight for the Dowling Maroons. Two offensive boards there in that possession.
All right, Andrew Lynch checking in for Dowling along with Michael Keough. As the Maroons go to the rotation, Stracco and Drew Daniel sit down. And now a long three by DeVries is up and good from the top of the key. Tucker DeVries, and he and Stillwell are going at it tonight. There's a lot of talking going on.
Now, that was a great shot, a deflection right back to DeVries, and he said, well, I'm just going to shoot it.
It was originally a pass, and then it was deflected on a block, and the ball goes out of bounds, and Stillwell with the turnover as he got in the lane, but the ball deflected out of bounds. And our rotations now for Waukee. Joseph Lindholm will check in. 6 foot guard, wearing number 14. He'll check in for Price Sanford. Full court pressure by Dowling here, Mike. 9-8 Maroons with 4:05 remaining here in the first quarter. Lindholm dribbles in the front court for Waukee. as both teams go to their bench.
Intensity a lot better tonight, Mark, in that defensive court for Dowling.
Well, and you know what? Both teams have a pretty good energized crowd tonight. We're right amongst the Waukee fans here where we broadcast from. And the Dowling fans are full on Dowling's Matt Stillwell. That'll be his first foul.
Well, so far tonight, from the officials that we've seen here, they are calling that sort of hand check, and they are being very aggressive on that. They are not going to let the defense impede the offensive player.
Well, as everybody should do, pass it along. That's what's being called tonight, and rightly so. Waukee with the ball. Wyatt Heston dribbles baseline, can't get a shot off. Leaves it for Tucker DeVries for an NBA three. It's no good. Wow. That's Caitlin Clark range. Rebound Dowling. Here's Michael Keel down the lane. He loses it. Stolen away by DeVries. Down court it goes to Wyatt Heston. His shot no good. Blocked by Omaha Ballou, and free throws coming for the Waukee Warriors, and I believe that'll be Wyatt Heston. Now the officials get together to see if that was goaltending on Omaha. This is what the conversation's about. And they're going to count the basket. Fouls on Omaha Ballou, and Michael Connor not happy. Omaha's second foul.
Well, I think Coach O'Connor thought it was just a goaltend, but they are also going to call a foul.
Yeah, they called the foul on Omaha, and that's his second. And Riedel will check in for Omaha Ballou.
Coach O'Connor very upset. Michael Keough trying to get to the basket, and there was contact down there, and that has been called out here in the front court, not in that back court, and he is letting those officials know about it.
Officials now, Don Beeding, Mark Flegel, and Matthew Roberts having a conversation with each other while Coach O'Connor has a conversation with an official. And now they're going to get a clarification on the foul at the scorer's table, where Kevin Oddie is keeping the books for Dowling. And they're going to call it an and-one. Goaltending, foul on Omaha Ballou is what I have.
Yeah, basket good. Yeah, they're going to shoot one shot.
Basket good by Heston. So he has 5 points. And an and-one coming here. Waukee with a one-point lead, make it a two-point lead. Free throw good. Wyatt Heston, 6'7 junior who starts, has 6 points. And Waukee by two, 11-9. Omaha Ballou on the bench with two fouls.
Waukee going to a zone now.
Here is Stillwell between the circles. He works the left side to Riedel. Now they get it inside to Lynch, and a whistle and a foul called on Sanford. This will be Peyton Sanford. And that is his first foul. 3:04 remaining, first quarter. Believe it or not, 11-9. Waukee with a two-point lead. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls won their sixth in a row. They defeated Waukee 79-65 to go 12-2 on the season. All right, Stillwell with it. And now Riedel for three in the corner. It's no good from the left wing. Rebound out to Waukee. 11-9 Warriors. Both teams come up empty on
Matt
possessions.
He's just not been able to find the basket tonight. 0-for-3 from three-point range.
And a corner three good by Wyatt Heston, and he's starting to heat up. That's his second three of the night and his third field goal. Warriors now with a five-point lead. Dowling works the ball. Here's Riggs, left block. Double team, puts up a shot, it's blocked. Rebounded by Lynch and stolen away by Waukee and Lincoln Swanson. As Simon Daniel checking in for Dowling at the next dead ball. 14-9 Waukee. Here's Tucker DeVries, pull-up jumper right wing, off the back iron, no good. Rebound still well in Dowling. Maroons need a basket here. In this possession, Lynch with it. They swing it to the left side, Riedel. Back to Lynch. Spins in a lane. Turns. Shot off the glass too strong. Rebounds his own shot. It's no good. And a rebound, Waukee. Waukee's length and Lincoln Swanson with the rebound. Their length is showing against a very tall Dowling team.
Dowling is one shot and out on the offensive end.
Here's Lindholm with it. Bounce pass underneath to Swanson. And his shot no good. Rebound Riggs and Dowling. Empty possessions both ways here, Mike Swaim. Here is Michael Keel dribbling in traffic underneath the Riggs. His shot up and good.
That was a fantastic pass by Michael Keel. And I thought Riggs got fouled. No call.
Yeah, and Coach O'Connor said the same, but they let him play. A long three coming by Peyton Sanford is good from the top of the key. And just like that, Waukee with a three-pointer.
And Mark, that was well defended.
Yes,
that's just Peyton Sanford just stepping back on that off that dribble and burying it.
I think it was Andrew Lynch who had a hand in his face
and
even beyond the three-point arc. 17-11, Waukee's lead grows to 6. Ball loose on the floor as Stillwell loses it, but picks it up, gets it to Riedel, in the lane to Riggs. Here's Keel, dribbling baseline to Lynch, out to Stillwell for three, and it's off the back iron, no good. Ball slapped around, and Riedel with it. And a loose ball foul called on Dowling. They might get rigs for this, and they do.
Yeah, they are going to get rigs on a reach there on the rebound.
17 to 11.
Waukee got nine fouls, Mark, with a minute one to go here in the first quarter. So this game is being called very tight so far.
Well, not tight enough for Coach O'Connor. He thought a couple of his shooters that went in for shots were fouled.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the only one they got out of that was Stillwell. 17 to 11, under a minute remaining in the first quarter. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Tucker DeVries tying up the ball with Stillwell and Daniel. And we're going to give it. Oh, this turnover. Turnover against Dowling. Or rather, they give it back to Waukee.
Yeah, Matt Stillwell knocked it out, Mark.
They did. I thought so. Now Waukee breaks the press. Get in the corner to Peyton Sanford. He fakes a three, gets it over to his brother Price. Dribble drives. The ball stolen away by Stillwell in the hands of Keel. Keel down court, nearly lost, and Pappenberg slapped it away for Waukee, who's in the game. Blake Pappenberg, a 6'1 junior.
And let's see if Dowling holds for one shot here.
Possession arrow favors Waukee. And Dowling will hold for one.
It's Waukee going to stay in that sort of 3-2 look, Mark.
How about this crowd? Packed house here at Dowling on a Tuesday night for a only time these two teams play.
And vocal, too, Mark.
Very. As we know behind vocal. Us. You might hear a few words been through the mics tonight behind us. Now, Keel, he'll launch the three. It's no good off the mark. And a rebound, Waukee and Tucker DeVries with 5 seconds. Gets it to Peyton Sanford. Three-pointer in front of Coach O'Connor. No good. Rebound, Keel. And we've come to the end of the first quarter with the score. Waukee, 17. Dowling, 11. Along with Mike Swain, this is Mark Amadale. Back in the second quarter in 1 minute from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Packed house here as Waukee out to a 17-11 lead. And notice Waukee, one, two, three, four made three-pointers out of their six field goals in the first quarter with the lead.
And converse that with Dowling shooting 1-for-9 from three-point range tonight, Mark.
And usually Michael Keel, who knocked down some
He's 0-for-2 tonight.
He was 3-for-3 last night, 0-for-2
tonight.
0-for-2 tonight.
Matt Riedel, 0-for-3. So
Waukee pounds it inside, and they post up their big guy, Tucker DeVries, on Stillwell, and he gets the basket.
Nice called set that time by Waukee coaching staff.
Tucker DeVries with his fifth point, 19-11. The Waukee lead swells to 8 right now. Now corner three by Drew Daniel. Good, and Maroons needed that from the left side. Drew with a 2 million Suns three-pointer. Shoots and scores his first three of the night. Dowling was 2-of-3 at the free throw line in the first quarter. Waukee 1-for-1. Team fouls, Dowling with 5, Waukee with 4. As we're underway here in the second quarter, 7:15 remaining. Dowling stays man-to-man. Waukee playing catch in the perimeter. With it, they work the left side. Now Peyton Sanford gets it to his little brother Price, the freshman in the lane. Follow-away jumper off the back iron and falls through.
Yeah, nice job that time using his body to go into Straco and then sort of the follow-away and just got it to rattle in.
Price. Sanford, 6'4 freshman with his first basket. 21-14, Waukee by 7. Maroons with the basketball. Riedel is swinging around to the right side. Here's Daniel. Shot off the glass. Good. The basket will help. They're going to wave it off. Charging foul called on Daniel. And guess who? Lincoln Swanson drew the foul. Good defense that time.
Yeah, Swanson was there. And Drew Daniel just hit that three, so they rushed out on him. And then he was able to just sort of get around that basket or get around his defender, but then back into the...
And if they would have had the half circle they have in college and the pros, that would not have been a charge. But high school does not have that rule, and I think that's what Coach O'Connor is arguing there. But nonetheless, we play on. 21-14, Waukee, and they have the basketball in the front court. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt by Dowling, but they break it. Omaha Ballou back in. He's guarding Tucker DeVries, takes him down low. They get it in the corner to Wyatt Heston again for three, and it's good. That's his third of the night.
Third of the night. 3-for-3 shooting from three-point range, and that's been a big boost for the Waukee offense.
Heston, a 44% three-point shooter. That's his 25th made three of the season. Dowling with the ball. Stracco with it to Stillwell, top of the key. Waukee stays man-to-man. Stracco for three. Missed everything. No good.
What's happened here, Mark, is that zone has forced Dowling to shoot outside. They're not getting any looks into Ryan Riggs or Drew Daniels.
And now Sanford in the lane, and Payton with the reverse layup. Good, and timeout Dowling. Nice run that time by Payton Sanford. Ran the floor, did a little spin move on the block. We'll keep it here. 5:50 remaining. It's a 30-second timeout in Waukee. They lead 26-14. The lead is 12.
Well, Dowling's first of all got to find a way to get the ball inside against this zone. And they're playing sort of a 3-2, trying to jam that middle. They've got to find a way to get it to the short corners that they were doing against Ames the other night, Mark, when we watched them be very effective against that zone. And not rely on these three-point shots. I mean, right now, they're 2-for-11 from three. So they've got to try and find a way to get the ball inside, and then they've got to get back in transition. So far, Waukee has done a nice job of getting that ball down, finding the open shooter and knocking it down, and Dowling just not quick enough, get a hand in the face.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, R&R Realty Group, and Catholic Tuition Organization. Alongside Mike Swaim, I'm Mark Amadale. I want to thank Gary Steenblok for filling in for the under-the-weather Steve DeVinny. Hope Steve's feeling well. He's inside, and now they're working inside to Lynch, just what we talked about. Stracco gets to Lynch, and the shot inside is good right underneath the basket. Andrew Lynch, his first two.
Yeah, really
just
nice.
Like you said, Coach.
Well, really nice job that time getting the ball inside. They've got to attack this zone rather than settle for threes.
Yeah, we saw that in game one where the Waukee girls went 1-for-12 in the fourth quarter from three-point range. You can't do that. And now a long three by Tucker DeVries. No, well, it goes through. Rolls around every part of the cylinder and falls through. And that's the type of player he is, Tucker DeVries, with his second three and his eighth point.
Mark, you can't help off of him at all. And that time Omaha Ballou collapsed a little bit and left Tucker DeVries open. Absolutely cannot happen.
Dowling with the ball, trailing by 13, 29-16 Waukee. 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter from the Dowling gym. Place is packed. They're up on the balconies tonight here. Stillwell in the lane gets to Stracco. Joe for three in the corner. It's off the mark. No good. Tip by Ballou. No good. And a loose ball foul called on Omaha.
Yeah,
that's his third.
That's going to be his third. That's, and not a great foul. He wasn't in good position that time, Mark. And again, Dowling forced to take a three-point shot that probably isn't the best shot out there.
Substitutions now for Dowling. Michael Keel, along with Matt Riedel and Andrew, or rather Ryan Riggs, check in as Lynch, Stracco, and Ballou check out. 3-for-3. Free throws coming for Waukee, and Peyton Sanford, an 88% free throw shooter on the year, and this will be his first one of the night. 17 foul on Dowling, so 1-1. And the first one up and good. Nice game on Iowa Catholic Radio, brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, construction professionals, dental associates, and Kemen. We want to thank Tamia and Sons for supporting our three-point baskets they have all year long. 515-282-7976. Order takeout from Tamia and Sons on the Moines South side. Second free throw good by Sanford.
That's not the guy you want to see on the foul line if you're Dowling. No. 87% from the foul line this year.
Yeah, Waukee shoots nearly 70% as a team, so it's a matter of pick your poison. Riggs in the right block. Spins in the lane. Shot too strong. No good. Rebound Waukee and Wyatt Heston.
That was a good find that time by Matt Stillwell. Riggs had a look, but
here's Sanford for three,
just,
and good again.
Make you pay.
Timeout Dowling.
Mark, this is what we saw against Ankeny. We saw it against Ames. The lack of getting out on shooters and guys knocking it down, and that's what's happened tonight.
Waukee 34, Dowling 16. We'll take a one-minute break and return to the Dowling gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
For supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365, R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Waukee 34, Dowling 16. The Maroons come out of the timeout. A three-pointer by Strocco, top of the key, is no good. The shooting woes continues. And the rebound by Tucker DeVries and a whistle and a foul on
Well, one of the things that Waukee's doing in that Dowling zone, and I credit the Waukee coaching staff, Tucker DeVries is almost below the free throw line extended, just taking away that middle. So Dowling is not able to get that ball into that area of the paint. And that time, Michael Keogh, wide open for the three on the top of the key, missed.
Riedel commits the foul. Tucker DeVries, the free throw line, and misses the free throw. Front of a 1-1. That's 18 foul on Dowling, 4 on Waukee. And what a quarter this has been for the Waukee Warriors. They've held Dowling to 5 points while scoring 18. And now here's Riggs with a shot. Tried to get it off the glass. Too strong, no good. Good defense by Peyton Sanford. Rebound Waukee, and now here is Tucker DeVries for three again. It's good, and he's having a night. Tucker DeVries with his third three. Wow. He's got 11 points.
Ryan Riggs is really rushing every shot, Mark. He doesn't need to. That was one-on-one, and he's just sort of throwing it up there.
Here's Riedel for three. He missed everything. No good. Waukee with the rebound. Down court, pull-up jumper is no good by Peyton Sanford. Rebound Michael Keogh. Dowling now the other way. Here is Stillwell. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Good. That's what the Maroons need more of,
yeah,
is
they need to attack.
Dribble drives.
Yeah.
Stillwell with his ninth point. And it's 37-18 Waukee. Corner three. Good again. And that young man, Wyatt Heston, is having quite a night.
And there's just no rotation for the Dowling defense that time.
Heston with 15 points to lead the Warriors.
And down court again. Again, transition defense here.
Yeah, that must be contagious as the Maroons, Riedel shoots and scores. Matt Riedel with his first basket of the night. 40-20, Warriors by 20. Now a long three by Sanford is good. They can't miss. That was right in front of old Coach O'Connor in the Dowling bench.
It's a clinic what Waukee is doing. And unfortunately, Dowling can't be aggressive on the outside. Mark, they've already got 18 fouls. Every foul is going to put Waukee in the bonus, but, I mean, they're not even getting out on shooters.
Drew Daniel hits a three for Dowling, and for Drew, that is his second three of the night. It's a 2 million Suns three-pointer. Peyton Sanford the other way, and he had a three-pointer. Now they're going to whistle Waukee. Tucker DeVries for an offensive foul.
Yeah,
push off on Stillwell.
That'll probably send Tucker DeVries to the bench for the rest of the half with two.
So DeVries will go to the bench. He has 11 points. 2:05 remaining in the first half. It's Waukee 43, Dowling 23 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale joined by Mike Swain tonight. Maroons coming off a two-point loss last night to Ames, 51-49. And Dowling trailing here by 20 to the number one team in Class 4A, the Waukee Warriors. And head coach Justin Ohl, and he's got this team ready each and every night. They have not been having much problem here tonight against Dowling, who's ranked 10th this week. Here's Stillwell. Corner three, up and good from the left wing, Matt Stillwell.
Dowling's got to put together two or three stops here, Mark.
Now a steal by Stillwell, by pressure by Dowling, and now they try to get Keogh for a shot, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Waukee and Lincoln Swanson. We got a timeout, 30-second timeout called by the Waukee Warriors. We'll keep it here. Minute 33 remaining, first half. Waukee 43, Dowling 26 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Swimmer, it's uphill now for Dowling, and how much further in the hole they're going to climb, because they got to find a way to climb out of this and maybe get it to close to single digits before the half.
The only good thing for Dowling is this is familiar territory. The last two games, they've been down by 17 and 15, and in both of those games has climbed back to take the lead. So it's not impossible, but, again, they weren't playing against the number one team in the state
either.
That
is true.
So you're going to have to rely on Waukee to make some mistakes, and you've got to basically play mistake-free is what Dowling has to do here. First thing they got to do right now, Mark, is take advantage of this last minute 33 with Tucker DeVries on the bench. They've got to execute here, get a basket, and then hold down on that other end.
Matt Stillwell with 12 points leads Dowling. He has the ball on the out-of-bounds play. They get it to him. Down the lane he goes. His shot no good. Rebound tipped by Riggs, but taken away by Waukee. And now they go in transition. They get it down to Price Sanford. He's on the baseline. The Maroons get back. Gets it to his brother, Peyton. Peyton dribble drives in the lane with the left hand. His shot no good. Tipped it with his right hand, but couldn't get it to fall. And a whistle and a foul on Waukee's Lincoln Swanson.
Yeah, only the 16 foul, so Dowling still not shooting. But, again, at least able to get a stop there, Mark. Try and cut into this lead with a minute 11 to go.
Maroons with Michael Keel, Drew Daniel, Matt Stillwell, Ryan Riggs, and Matt Riedel, the five on the floor. Here's Stillwell coming off a ball screen by Riggs. Gets it to Riedel on the baseline. Leaves it for Riggs. And the pass too strong. It's stolen away by Waukee. There's Hessen in the front court. And they'll get it to Peyton Sanford. And he'll run the point. Between him and Tucker DeVries, they can both run the point. And both well over 6'5".
Well, it's a walk.
As Hessen lost the ball. And they must say he may not have had control. Waukee retains possession. Here's Sanford with this. This is Price, the freshman, and a strong move against Keel, and he shoots and scores. Wow, Price.
Nice job to sort of gather himself, Mark, and then switch that ball over and just go up for the layup, and now Dowling is going to hold for one shot here.
Waukee by 19 with 20 seconds remaining in the half. Possession arrow favors Dowling, so it'll be a two-possession swing, but the second possession may not come till the second half.
I'm not sure why Waukee is out doing that. That's not a smart play.
A whistle and a foul on the Warriors.
That's going to put Matt Stillwell on the line.
It will.
You're 30 feet out from the basket. I don't get that. But
Josh Lindholm picks up the foul off the bench for Waukee. Now Warriors will go offense defense, as they'll bring Tucker DeVries in with two fouls. Dowling will bring in Simon Daniel, as Stillwell will go in for a 1-1.
Yeah, Tucker DeVries, obviously, with 8 seconds to go, you want him in for offense here before the half, so.
45-26, Waukee with the lead. 8 seconds remaining, and Stillwell to the line. This will be the front of a 1-1. 17 foul on Waukee. And the free throw good. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Construction Professionals. We'd like to thank Tobi and Sons for sponsoring our three-point made baskets for the Maroons all season long. 15-01. Southeast first, just south of Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. Second free throw good by Stillwell. Matt with 14 points. He'll go to the bench, and Simon Daniel will replace him in the Dowling lineup. So throwing the ball in will be Price Sanford, the freshman at 6'4", will throw it in. And we got blood on a jersey.
It's on his leg.
His brother, Peyton Sanford. Yeah, it's on his left leg. So
yeah.
Try to wipe it off, and the officials may make him sit down. We'll
see. I'm not sure
and
he's
going
to be able to.
So they're going to get.
I just wipe it off with a towel, but that's a little bit more than just a little blood on the leg.
Joseph Lindholm will check in, the 6-foot junior for Sanford. And he's going to go to the medic down there, Mr. Del Lark. Medic for both teams. He is just like the Zebras, the officials. He's neutral. He wants to get kids back in. All right, here's Waukee with the basketball, dribbling down court is Tucker DeVries. Down the lane, his shot with the scoop with the left. Right hand, no good. Rebound Dowling. Riedel's shot is no good. And we go to halftime with Waukee leading Dowling 45-28 here at the halftime break. And Waukee showing that they can shoot, they can score, they can penetrate, and they can defend. And it's been all Waukee here in the first half at Dowling, Mike.
Yeah, Mark, I think a couple things. First of all, cold shooting from Dowling, especially from three-point range. They settled for a lot of three-pointers against that zone, and I give Waukee a lot of credit.
Yeah,
Tucker DeVries picked up that first foul. They went into that 3-2 zone and then really started just daring Dowling to shoot threes, and Dowling did not capitalize. And then on the other end, defensively, it's been a problem the last several games, not getting back in transition and not getting out on three-point shooters. And Waukee has the shooters to nail it, and they did, took advantage of it, and that's led to this 17-point lead.
Halftime score, Waukee 45, Dowling 28 here in the boys' contest. The Dowling girls won their sixth in a row tonight as they defeated Waukee 79-65. Dowling girls now 12-2 on the season. Waukee falls to 10-2 as a top number three Dowling over number five Waukee in the girls' contest. We'll be back with our halftime guest, Kristen Meyer, and she brings Caitlin Clark. We won't get a word in, Swamer, so we'll take a break and be back. Halftime score, Waukee 45, Dowling 28 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Me and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. To Me and Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of To Me and Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying To Me's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. To Me and Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TomeandSons.net.
This is Dr. Igarendi from The Doctor Is In. Okay, I'll confess. Years ago when I was asked to be on Catholic Radio, I peremptorily said, no thanks. And then I realized the power of Catholic Radio. As I got emails and letters from folks who have come back to the church, whose families converted, whose lives were made better, it's training for the troops. It makes better Catholics, better Christians out of the folks who listen, and then they go out to transform the world. Your gift works to make a difference for you.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, halftime of the boys' contest. Waukee 45, Dowling 28. Mark Amadale joined by Mike Swaim. And our halftime guest, head coach Kristen Meyer, the Dowling girls basketball team. A winner tonight over Waukee, 79-65. Coach, you won six in a row, and you brought with you some gal named Clark, Caitlin Clark. Blake's little sister is with us tonight.
That's how she's known.
How about that? Caitlin, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How you doing? Well, thanks for being on. Coach, what a night. Back-to-back nights, Ames last night, Waukee tonight. Your kids, it's just like a normal practice, right? You just show up and roll out the balls and, watch three players get into double figures and,
yeah, we try to invite the whole community to come to our practices and just scrimmage all day anyway. As I told them before we started, they were excited to not have to practice today. As a coach, I love practice. I'd rather practice. I go, two games in a row, you can't beat that. So they were excited to get to play again. I thought we played really well last night, especially the second half. And tonight, I thought our second half was maybe the best we've looked all season.
Balance. And I know Ella McVay out with a hamstring, and you kind of shuffled a couple players at that spot. Meg Simplot got the start last night, and she did pretty well in halftime. Caitlin, you'll like that. Meg really.
I
saw you guys over there. And tonight you start the freshman Julia Moore, and I'll tell you what, contributions from everyone. Clark here with 10 assists. I think half of them went to Nye Tong. Good job out of you.
She was waiting on the block. They didn't have weak side help, so she was just waiting there for layups all day.
Was it a fastball you threw her, change up, or one of your brother's baseball pitches, the slider? What were you throwing her? Because you had some nice assists, Caitlin.
No, I attacked the right side mostly, and she was kind of just waiting on that left block all day. Mm-hmm. Usually when we play other teams, there's another girl that steps in, but I think tonight she really sealed well, and I kind of just dished it off there, a little shovel pass, and I think she I don't know if she missed a layup. She was pretty efficient.
She did. I don't think she did miss a layup, but she had one taken away from you.
Oh,
she
caught
your pass, and then I think.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, the behind-the-back, but it was a little behind her, so that's on me, but.
Well, and it helped out in the second half when Meg hit a couple threes, Emma hit a three, Grace hit a couple threes.
Yeah.
So now the defense had to extend. So then you don't have the helper on that low post, which is what we were kind of nervous about defensively against Waukee since they've got so many shooters.
And the pace of the game, you score, and then Waukee comes down, and before I can look up, they're near the basket threatening to score.
Yeah.
That is quite a pace to have in the first half. Now, Coach, what changed? Because obviously, Waukee settled for the three in the fourth quarter. They went like 1-for-12, and you attack the basket, and you get shots inside from either Caitlin, Nye, and others.
Yeah, once we got a lead there in the third, I thought the third quarter was great for us when we had, different people hitting threes. And when they went to their triangle and two defense, that's when Emma and Meg hit a three. So then they had to go back to man. And once they went to man and they extended out, that gave Caitlin the opportunity to drive. And then when Nye's defender stopped her, just dished to Nye. So the key was there hitting a couple threes to make them change defenses, get them now where they have to be the aggressors. Because at first, when they were still in that triangle too, we just had Emma and Meg passing it back and forth. We'd hold the ball all night if they're not going to come out. Once they came out, now you have driving lanes.
It's a little difficult for you, Clark, holding the ball and pulling the ball and try
especially
to
if it's not her
clock.
With the ball in the hand.
Yeah. And you were in the middle. You were like at the free throw line when they were playing keep away, weren't you?
No, I thought we did really well with keep away tonight. Sometimes we struggle. We get a little nervous. We'll shoot something up. But I thought we did really well. We still got some layups, which helped us. But we ended up getting stops, which, I mean, makes keep away much easier when you're going down and getting defensive stops.
Free throw line. Guess who had the only miss? The first one of the night,
the first
free throw.
Yeah.
Wasn't
that
part of an and one? And kind of
missed it, yeah.
Nice job, Clark.
She's lucky she did a little bit of other stuff. Otherwise, we probably couldn't have kept her in the game.
Well, I look at here, and that's your fourth straight win over Waukee. And last night during the Ames game, Coach Guess and I were texting a little bit, kind of what Clark was doing before she got on the air tonight. We were texting back and forth, and he was saying something about, now, you know, my son is a long snapper for Iowa State.
Yeah.
Caitlin's brother, older brother Blake, is the holder for Iowa State in football, and they get tailgate. So this is going to resonate more at the tailgate next. I can just see the Clarks and the Guesses tailgating about this, Caitlin.
Our parents are good. My parents and the Guests are really good friends.
They're
so
good
I see them around all the time. I hung out with them at the Alamo Bowl last year, but this year I didn't go to the bowl game. But no, he's probably one of my favorite opposing coaches for sure. They're cool people. And I enjoy playing them. They always play us tough. They always make it hard on me. So they're cool people, and I respect them a lot. So.
I asked him who is guarding 11 tonight. That's your number, by the way. Who's guarding 11? He said everybody. But he rotated a few people.
Yeah, he did. They had quite a different – they added some different sets and different defenses they threw at us tonight. They kept it different, kept us on our toes. So I thought we responded well for sure.
Nice night. Nice, cool night for you. 39 points is what I had you down for. I don't know if that's official.
I struggled to shoot in the first half, but, I mean, we'll take it.
Right here. Two points in the first quarter.
Yeah, first quarter was a struggle. I forced some threes, but I only took two threes in the second half. Calmed down a little bit. But
how about Gaber stepping up? 9 points for Grace in the first quarter.
Wow, yeah.
To help.
I mean, that was much needed for sure, or else we would have been in a big hole. So
absolutely. Visiting with Kristen Meyer, the Dowling girls basketball coach, and Caitlin Clark, the Iowa Hawkeye recruit, as we're halftime of the boys game, 45-28. The Waukee boys lead Dowling here in a few minutes. We'll start the second half. And, Coach, it doesn't get any easier. You know, it's Ames, Waukee tonight, and then Johnston on Friday, the rematch.
Yep.
Wow. That'll be all. Maya McDermott. You know who she is?
We're good friends. She was here tonight. I got on here.
Johnston had the bye tonight. They weren't playing. But your thoughts on playing the rematch with Johnston?
Oh, we're excited. As I said, we're playing well, and I'm glad we've got three games this week. I think once you get rolling, it's good to just keep going, you know, as long as they've got fresh legs for Friday.
Right.
But we keep up our defensive intensity. Good things happen. The shots will fall. If we attack the basket, get to the free throw line, we'll be in good shape. We know that we can defend a lot better than we did the first time we played them. So I think we're really excited. You know, anytime you get to play a top team, just like Waukee was ranked number 5, we're excited for tonight. And then Friday we get to play a team that beat us on a buzzer beater. So it'll be a great night.
These games are so important because now the seeding is going to take place here next month. That's very important because you want to be a 1 seed if you can. I know Coach Guess, his team will probably be a 1 seed. And after all, they knocked off Southeast Polk and a team we had trouble with, Caitlin.
No, for sure. We watched a lot of film on that game especially, and the biggest thing we saw there was they made threes. I think they were 10 of 15 in that game. So we were kind of all about we got to chase the shooters, and I think we did pretty well with that tonight. I don't know how many points the Keldermans had, but it didn't seem like they had.
How many threes did they have as a team?
It didn't seem like they had a crazy amount.
It felt like a lot.
They were launching a lot.
And at the beginning it felt like they had some, but they cooled off for sure, I felt like, in the second half.
Before I let you go, what's it like to play before a crowd like this?
Oh,
a lot of energy.
This is what you live for. I mean, our student section showed out tonight. They were fun. When they stood up, that's kind of when we got our hot streak going, and they were getting into it, and everybody was getting wild. But,
it's
what you love. So.
All right. Ladies, thanks for joining me here at halftime of the boys game. Make it these boys a second-half push here, Caitlin.
Hey, I know.
They need
it. They'll kick it in.
All right. We'll see you Friday, weather permitting.
Yep. All right. We're hoping.
Coach Kristen Meyer and Caitlin Clark joined us here at halftime. We'll take a break and come back. 45-28, our score. The Dowling boys trailing at halftime to Waukee. Back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym as we're underway here in the second half as Waukee leading Dowling 45-30. The Maroons get a basket by Omaha Ballou, who gets the second half start for the Maroons. Can't hit the free throw. Waukee goes the other way. They miss a shot, and now another foul on Waukee, and this will be the third foul called on Tucker DeVries. Ballou at the free throw line for two. He misses the first. Now he's missed both free throws tonight, and Omaha with 2 points. Mike?
Well, that could be a huge foul, Mark. Third foul on Tucker DeVries, and we'll see how that plays out. But I like the move going bigger with Omaha Ballou in the lineup to start. And, boy, just not capitalizing there. Again, cold shooting for Dowling. So far, three free throws missed in just this quarter alone.
Maroons were 4-5 at the line in the first half, and now they're 0-3. Omaha's missed all three of his here in the third quarter. Corner three, in and out, no good by Lincoln Swanson, who hit a ton of those in that first half. I'm sorry, Wyatt Heston missing the three. Out of bounds to Waukee.
Yeah, Drew Daniel missing a block out on Peyton Sanford. And that's the one guy you got to find when that ball goes up. Get a body on him.
Waukee led at halftime by Wyatt Heston and Peyton Sanford with 15 points each. Now a shot blocked by Riggs out of bounds. Saved by Ballou, but right into the hands of Lincoln Swanson. And now the body's loose on the floor, and Ballou comes away with it.
Good hustle.
Hustle move. Here's Stillwell with it. Gets to Drew Daniel. Hit corner three is up and off the mark. No good. Tipped by Riggs into the hands of Sanford. Down court, he gets it to his brother Price. His layup is good.
Boy, you just look at that, Mark. It could have been a three-pointer for Dowling. Instead, it's a run out for Waukee. And those are the kind of things that you've got to knock down when you're trying to make a great comeback like this. You've got to hit those three-pointers.
Waukee's largest lead was 20 in the first half. Ballou for three in the corner, in and out, and off the rim, no good. Rebound Tucker DeVries and Waukee. 47-30 is our score. 6:15 remaining third quarter here at the Dowling Gym.
That was all but in, Mark. Just could not get that thing to go through the net.
Didn't DeVries shoot one of those earlier and then it fell?
Yeah, absolutely.
It went around the...
That's right.
Touched the whole cylinder and his fell, and Omaha's didn't. All right, here's Peyton Sanford. Spins in the lane, guarded by Drew Daniel. Follow-away jumper good at the free
shot.
Throw line. Wow.
That was perfect defense by Drew Daniel and just a better offensive move by Peyton Sanford.
17 points for Sanford. He had 15 at halftime. He and Heston were the leading scorers for Waukee at halftime. Dowling with the ball as Tucker DeVries had 11 at halftime and 4 points for Price Sanford. Gets Dowling totals here in the first half. Waukee was 3-4 at the free throw line. 49-30 is our score. 5.5 minutes remaining. Dowling with the ball trailing. Here's a follow-away jumper on the block. Good by Riggs. Nice job by Ryan Riggs. Couldn't get the fall in the first half. Riggs with his 6 point. He had 4 at halftime.
Tucker DeVries from way out, and he buried
that
it.
Is Caitlin Clark range.
That was from the W on the court, Mark.
Oh, my God.
That was...
DeVries with 14 points. And Dowling comes back and shoots and scores. Joe Strockel with his first basket. He was held scoreless at halftime. Long three by DeVries again. It's no good. And a rebound Dowling. 52-34 Waukee. Here is Ballou on the baseline. Puts a shot up. No good. Drew the foul. Fouls on Lincoln Swanson. And Omaha back to the free throw line, but he's 0-3.
Well, he has been really aggressive going to the basket and looking for his shot, which I think is exactly what he needs to do. And it feels, Mark, that
Dowling.
Fourth foul on DeVries.
Yeah, that's a huge play. It feels like Dowling has completely outplayed him, yet Waukee has actually extended their lead in this quarter. So just on some unfortunate bounces.
All right, Omaha, 0-for-3, trying to hit this first free throw. First one's good. Omaha with 3 points tonight. As substitutions now, Riggs will check out for Dowling, and Riedel will check in as Omaha replaced Riedel in the starting lineup here in the second half. 52-35, Waukee. Earlier tonight, Dowling girls a winner over Waukee. 79-65, second free throw good by Omaha. He has 4 points. 52-36, and full court pressure, 1-2-2.
Yeah, now can Dowling string together a couple stops and capitalize on the other on the offensive end?
Riedel and Stillwell deflect the ball, and now a three-pointer good, and that's Price Sanford. So when one picks up, well, the other less leaves off. Price with his first three of the night.
Mark, the press actually worked against Dowling that time. They didn't get matched up and just left Sanford wide open. Nobody contesting.
Here's Stillwell with it to Ballou. Omaha, right elbow, kicks it over in the corner to Riedel. Out to Stillwell. Long three, top of the key, off the mark, no good. And Lynch will be guilty of the foul, and a good defensive job by Lincoln Swanson holding him off.
Yeah, just not a good foul that time by Andrew Lynch. And again, I think Dowling's getting a little impatient. Normally not a shot that Stillwell's going to step up and take, that three-pointer. But again, trying to make something happen, I get it.
55-36. Waukee by 19. With the basketball, they get it to Sanford, top of the key. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Dowling and Lynch.
Dowling fortunate. Sanford was wide open. That ball was almost in and out as well.
Yes, it was. Dowling with the basketball in the front court. And now here is Riedel for three, and it's good from the right wing. Right over, Joseph Lindholm was in there for Waukee. So Matt Riedel with his fifth point and his first to me and Sun's three-pointer of the evening. 55-39, Waukee underneath. A shot off the glass, rolls too hard, no good by Sanford, and a whistle and a foul. They got to call it on Lynch. That'll be his second here of the quarter.
Yeah, and Andrew's got to be careful. He's sort of talking to that official. You don't want to get a technical here.
As teammates try to rally around him, and now Riggs checks in for Lynch, and he's frustrated. And Waukee will inbound the ball underneath their own basket, leading 55-39. 3:20 remaining here in the third quarter. Packed house here at the Dowling Gym, even on the balconies tonight. Don't see that very often. Lindholm with it. Leaves it for Swanson. They work the right side. Now here is Price Sanford dribble driving. Tries to kick it to his brother Peyton. He threw it out of bounds, but off of Dowling.
You just get the sense, Mark, with 3:07 to go here in the third, Dowling has got to take advantage of Tucker DeVries and these four fouls on the bench. If they're going to make the run, that's got to happen here.
Yeah, that's a good point, Coach, because the Maroons have – but Waukee's done a – they've become a little deliberate here. That might be part of the reason. They got their leading scorer on the bench. Waukee playing catch in the perimeter. This is Lindholm with it. They work the left side. Lindholm pass over to Price Sanford, top of the key, guarded by Riedel.
Yeah, Waukee being very patient, very deliberate, and really without a true point guard out there.
That's true, yeah. Now a long three, up and good, and somebody other than DeVries hits a three, and that being Sanford. Peyton.
And again, Mark, that was deep again.
Sanford with 20 points, and now Dowling the other way, and they shoot and score, and that...
I mean, that's the kind of shots you want people to take, and Sanford just steps up and drills it.
Sanford with a quiet 20 points to lead Waukee. DeVries on the bench with 14 points for the Warriors. Another long three. Sanford again. It's good.
That time, Ballou got caught on a pick. No talking that time by Dowling. Should have switched that.
23 points for Sanford, and now Daniel Nalena. It's a charging foul as Drew goes in the lane, and Waukee's doing it on the defensive end, too. They drew the foul. Foul will be on Daniel, and they got the wrong number. That's on 32, Drew Daniel.
That's just a great play by the freshman, recognizing Drew Daniel a little out of control that time and staying on his feet, getting the charge. And Mark, with a minute 54, again, Dowling has not been able to cut into this lead. Now, in fact, Waukee's been able to extend it to 20.
Check that. They put the foul on Matt Riedel. Now a backdoor cut and a missed layup by Peyton, or Price Stanford, is retrieved by Dowling and Ballou. 61-41, the lead back up to 20 for Waukee, and they're in a zone, it looks like here. Maybe yep. They are, man. Oh, 1-2-2. Corner three by Dowling. Good by Riedel. Matt Riedel with the second to me in Suns three-pointer. He's got 8 points tonight, 61-44 Waukee. Minute 20 remaining, third quarter. Warriors in the front court. This is Peyton Sanford, guarded by Omaha Ballou. That's quite a matchup. Warriors now swinging around the right side. They play catch in the perimeter. Ball nearly stolen away by Stillwell. He forced the jump ball. Possession remains with Waukee.
Yeah, it's a good job by Matt that time getting the tie-up. And
Stillwell.
Michael Keough coming in, I believe, for Riedel.
Yep. Stillwell with 14 points, led Dowling at halftime. Ryan Riggs had 4 points at halftime, now has six. Riedel had 2 points at halftime, now has eight. Drew Daniel with 6 points, and Andrew Lynch with 2 points. Omaha Ballou had no points at halftime. He has six here in the third quarter. 61-44, Waukee, as they get possession of the basketball after Stillwell forced a tie-up. And now Peyton Stanford. Sanford, a three-pointer, no good, right over Ballou. Rebound, Dowling.
Dowling a chance to capitalize here, Mark, be able to cut this thing into a 15-point lead and get the ball at the start of the fourth quarter.
Waukee in the zone. It's a 2-3 zone. They find a cutter in Stillwell. His shot blocked by Peyton Stanford. They're going to whistle the foul on Peyton. He got the ball, but he also got body on Stillwell. And Matt giving up considerable height. 6'7 Sanford against 6'2 Stillwell. Official said on the arm is what they called. And Stillwell will go to the free throw line for Dowling. Stillwell with 15 points now as he makes the first of two, Mike.
Well, and I'd be very surprised if Coach Ohl and Waukee does not take this thing all the way down with this kind of lead. I'm not sure why you would not try and hold for the last shot.
Fouls on Mason Myers, who checked in, number 10 for Waukee. Second free throw good by Stillwell.
Let's see if maybe Dowling can force a turnover here on their press.
Matt with 16 points, 61-46. Just cut it to 15, and now they commit a foul as Waukee crosses the timeline. Stillwell commits his second foul.
Yeah, I thought Heston looked a little out of control that time. I don't think he really needed that foul at that point. 14 fouls on Dowling, 4 on Waukee here with 33 seconds to go.
Waukee will inbound the ball. They'll throw it in. Price Sanford, I mentioned earlier. Price, the freshman. Peyton, his older brother, a junior. And both in the starting lineup. Here's Peyton with it, guarded by Ballou, trying to draw a five-second call, and Peyton dribbles out of it. Now the count's on again. Peyton picks up his dribble, leaves it for Mason Myers. Myers, a 6'4 junior in the lineup, so Coach Olds has went nine deep tonight with his rotation. There's Lindholm with it, 5 seconds remaining. Gets it to Myers in the lane, his shot blocked by Ballou. And a blocking foul called and two shots coming for Waukee.
Oh, that's tough. Dowling played great defense, and unfortunately, Michael Keough with a little bit of a body with only 1.6 seconds, the chance for Waukee to get two more points.
Keough with his first foul. And free throws coming for Waukee's Mason Myers, who's not missed one all year until now. First free throw is no good. 61-46, Waukee with the lead over Dowling with 1.6 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Second free throw is good. Myers in the scorebook with his first point. Dowling will inbound the ball. Stillwell will throw it in. Gets to Drew Daniel. He'll launch it from half court. It's up. Oh, hits the back iron. No good. And we've come to the end of three quarters of play with the score. Waukee 62, Dowling 46. Back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Construction Professionals, for your support of Dowling Catholic Sports 365. Construction Professionals is a family-owned business dedicated to our customers. Whether designing, building, or renovating, we are here to better serve you. Our passion for quality craftsmanship, paired with our dedication to creativity, result in a home that reflects your personality, style, and family function. Construction Professionals. Design. Build. Renovate. CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours. God bless.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And we are back here at the Dowling Gym, about ready to start the fourth quarter, as Dowling outscored Waukee 18-17 after the Maroons were outscored in the second quarter, 28-17, so the Maroons cut into the Waukee lead by one.
Well, Tucker DeVries back in for Waukee, and they have gone back to that zone. They're going to force Dowling to shoot from outside.
Yeah, Tucker playing with four fouls. Now here's Dowling with the ball. Riggs underneath to Ballou, and his reverse layup is good. Nice move and a pass from Riggs to Ballou.
It's a good pass and an even better handle that time by Omaha Ballou. It was a little low, but he was able to gather it and then go up. Good athletic move.
62-48. Waukee underway here in the fourth quarter. Joined us late. The Dowling girls a winner tonight. They defeated Waukee 79-65. And the Maroons now just have forced a turnover. Waukee boys have won five in a row over Dowling. And they've got the lead here, but another turnover by the Warriors here. Yep.
Chance to cut into the lead.
And it certainly is. Cut it to 12. The Maroons like to get it in the single digits. Waukee in the zone. The lob pass underneath the Riggs, and the Riedel's pass underthrown.
I saw that from here, Mark.
Underthrown.
Riedel, waited way too long to do that. Got to just move the ball, get the defense moving.
I get that it's basically an eye contact thing. We got to whistle away from the ball, and that's Riggs was battling Lincoln Swanson. They're going to get Riggs for the foul.
Yeah, it's going to be 16 fouls, and what you don't want to do is get an opportunity where you're putting Waukee on the foul line every time you foul.
Yep, 16 foul on Dowling, 4 on Waukee. 6:54 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Warriors have it. They have the lead, 62-48. Warriors have led by as many as 20 tonight. That was in the first half, and they've equaled it here in the second half, but no further. Now a corner three up, off the rim, no good by Price Sanford from the corner, left corner. Rebound Dowling, Riedel in transition to Drew Daniel, a catch and shoot three, up and no good. Rebound Ballou, and he tips it over to Riggs. Now over to Daniel. Drew will try it again from the right corner, and it's off the mark. No good. Rebound Waukee. Drew had two looks at it.
Two good
looks.
Two good looks to try and get that thing to an 11-point lead and just could not get it to fall.
Waukee with the basketball and the lead. With the basketball is Wyatt Heston. Dribble handoff. Coming off a ball screen by Lincoln Swanson. They get it back underneath. Swanson's shot no good, but the follow-up shot is up and good.
Yeah, it's just great offense and very efficient, Mark. You mentioned about the lack of turnovers that Waukee has.
Oh, it's efficient.
They're just very patient, deliberate, and they can score.
Dowling with the basketball. Pull-up jumper no good by Stillwell. Riggs with the rebound, and his shot up partially blocked, and it's no good. Comes away, and a rebound out to Waukee. Yeah. And Tucker DeVries
really had trouble tonight finishing at the basket, Mark. Only 6 points for Riggs, and he's had multiple opportunities down there.
Warriors with it, and now Ballou will commit the foul as he's got DeVries as he attacks the basket before the shot.
Four on Omaha. If coach is going to keep him in, I think they've got to move him off of Tucker DeVries at this point.
So on Ballou, as you mentioned, his fourth foul. Yeah, it's a It's a delayed call here. Free throw is no good, and that'll be a violation.
Omaha
went below the three-point line when the shooter had the basketball.
Yep.
And that was DeVries, and that's a violation. If it's basket's made, it's waived.
Yep.
He missed it. DeVries missed the free throw. He'll get another one. First one up, good. Now I get another one. Tough break for the Maroons. DeVries with 15 points.
That's sort of been the kind of night that it has been for Dowling.
Yep, DeVries with 15 points. He's knocked down 4 3-pointers, but saddled with foul trouble. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Dowling, 65-48. Waukee. Dowling dribbling in the front court. This is Stillwell with it. Matt works the right side. Waukee in their 2-3 zone. Trying to protect DeVries, who has 4 fouls. And DeVries at the top of that zone.
Well, they're just daring Dowling to shoot.
And now here's a steal. Bad pass by Dowling. DeVries. And a reach-in foul will be called on Riedel before DeVries could score. It'll be a 1-1 coming up for Tucker. Foul on Matt Riedel. 18 foul on Dowling.
Well, they're long. They're big. And when they sit in that zone and you're not knocking down threes, Mark, it can be a long night offensively.
Well, you can stay in a zone, but you got to attack it. And
absolutely.
The Maroons are doing a lot of cutting off the ball, but they're not doing anything towards the basket. Free throw no good by DeVries. This time there's no violation by Dowling. And now the steal by the Warriors at half court. Here's DeVries with it, working on Stillwell. Gets it out to Price Sanford. Picks up his dribble and a timeout Waukee. Justin Old did not like that setup, and he called timeout, and this will be a full timeout. We'll step back to 1 minute. We'll take a 1 minute break with the score. Waukee 65, Dowling 48. Just under 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Waukee leading 65-48 in this boys' contest. You joined us late. The Dowling girls defeated Waukee 79-65 to win their sixth in a row and prove their record of 12-2. Warriors have it. Good defense. Omaha Ballou overplaying the passing lane. DeVries has it in the lane. Tries to get it to Peyton Stanford. Can't get it to him. And good defense by the Maroons that time, Mike.
Well, even when Dowling almost forces a turnover, and Waukee just refuses to turn the ball over. Again, so efficient. And again, credit to Dowling defense. I mean, they're down 17 with 4 minutes to go here, and they are really getting after it.
You know, we were looking in the crowd of who's who, and we saw that Coach Olds told me that today he had somebody coming and looking at a couple of his players, and Fran McCaffrey's here, and he's sitting at Dowling's side.
Yeah, Fran McCaffrey, Matt Hawk, former Dowling Maroon, who is now with the Miami Dolphins.
Yep, he's looking for a roommate for the Super Bowl. Miami hosting the Super Bowl. And
sure, he's got a lot of requests
If you got a ticket, he's got room. $5,000 a ticket for the Super Bowl. Coach Wilson's looking for three, just so anybody knows. He can help out a seven-time state championship football coach. As a basket is good by Waukee, they're working inside and scores. That Tucker
Peyton DeVries? Sanford. Okay. He's just so good off with the ball. He's got just a really high shot. It's really hard to block, Mark.
Peyton Sanford, I got him for 25. Long three coming. No good by Omaha Ballou. Rebound Waukee. Lincoln Swanson. 3:40 remaining. 67-48 Waukee by 19 over Dowling.
This has been a statement tonight by the Waukee Warriors.
And a top 10 matchup in the lane. Shot blocked out of bounds as Tucker DeVries takes it down the left side and out of bounds by Dowling. And the Warriors will inbound the basketball. I was looking earlier at their Milwaukee play. They don't have a whole lot of top 10 teams left. They have a week from tonight, they host Ankeny Centennial, which is
ranked
6. That'll
be a good matchup, yep.
And Centennial coming off a big win over Ankeny last night, and they work it inside. Warriors inbound the ball to Tucker DeVries, and he shoots and scores.
Yeah, nice job by DeVries that time, just bodying Omaha, and then a little jump hook.
I got him for 17. And it's 69-48, Milwaukee by 21. That's their largest lead. A long three by Dowling. It's no good. Rebound, Tucker DeVries and Milwaukee.
Well, the shots just have not been able to fall for Dowling. They've had a number of three-point looks tonight, Mark. Not able to capitalize.
DeVries now gets it over in the corner to Price Sanford. 2:45 remaining. Milwaukee by 21. And they're just trying to dribble off the clock here, Peyton Sanford. Guarded by Ballou, looking back door. Now leaves it for his brother Price for three, and it's good. So Price shoots the three, and that is his 12th point.
Omaha with a nice stuff along the baseline. Good pass that time by Stracco.
72-50, Waukee. Joe Stracco with the assist, as you mentioned. Now DeVries in the lane. His shot is up and good. The basket will count and a foul on Dowling. I think it might be on Riggs. We'll see.
Yeah, that was a good finish. Nice crossover dribble to go by Omaha Ballou. And then the finish at the basket. And it's been that kind of night for Waukee.
Maroons are going to start emptying their bench. Adam Bialzek checking in, number 50. As Drew Daniel will sit down, Stillwell will sit down, Riggs will sit down. Free throws coming for Tucker DeVries. That is the 19th foul on Dowling, 1-1 for Tucker, and his free throw's no good. Rebound Maroons. Stracco with it. He and Andrew Lynch, along with Omaha Ballou. Adam Bialzek. And Simon Daniel, the 5 on the floor for Dowling. Final 2 minutes of the contest. Ballou in the lane. He whistled for the travel. Nice move by Omaha, but just one extra step.
Yeah. And that coach is going to get him out. Played well in this half.
Stracco and Ballou will check out for Dowling. Checking in will be Sam Hughes, number 10. Also in there, number 30, Mikey Chase.
Thought Omaha was really aggressive coming out in this second half, looking for his shot. Just tough shooting from the foul line and the three-point line. Had some good moves inside, though.
Well, Coach O'Connor started him in the third quarter. Now a long three is up and no good. Weak side rebound and a whistle and a foul on Dowling. And they're going to get Lynch for the foul. Andrew, his third. Free throws coming for Waukee. Kaishan Van Dis will go to the line. Team foul number 10, so it'll be a double bonus now for Waukee. Warriors emptying their bench. Joseph Lindholm in there. Mason Myers in. Also in there, number 34, Connor Suth out. And Luke Jacoby, number 40, checking in for the Warriors. Blake Pappenberg also in there for Waukee, 6'1 junior. And free throws good. For Kaishan Van Dis. Dowling with the ball. This is Sam Hughes with it in the lane. Dribbles his shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Hughes comes away with it. It's stolen away by Van Dis. And we got a whistle and a foul on Van Dis. So Kaishan picks up the foul and free throws coming for Hughes. Sammy Hughes.
Yeah, that's only the 15th foul, so Dowling will actually inbound. So.
Yep. Dylan Schmidt in the lineup for Dowling, number 14, 5'11 junior, replacing Simon Daniel. And Dowling went down the ball underneath their own basket. With it is Schmidt for three. It's no good. Weak side rebound, Jack Gredege is put back up and
nice.
Good. Jack Gredege with his first field goal.
Good rebound that time and then stepping through the basket to finish that.
Final minute of the contest. Waukee 75, Dowling 52. Warriors with it. Pappenberg to the basket. He shoots and scores with the left hand. Blake Pappenberg. 77-52 Warriors. Maroons now with the basketball. They launch a three. It's no good by Gredege. Rebound Waukee in the lane. A shot off the glass. No good by Papenburg. He drew the foul. Foul on Dowling.
It was a nice little crossover that time by Papenburg.
Yes, it was. Now look at Waukee's score sheet. And they had a 7-point win over Johnston at home. A 4-point road win at Valley, and they'll see the Valley Tigers this Friday night at home. And a 15-point win at Des Moines Lincoln. So that's been their closest games of the year. Everything else has been over 20 points. So Valley, that rematch is this Friday night.
Well, and you wonder, Dowling having to play a tough game last night against Ames, and then turning right around and having to play tonight. Waukee got the benefit of resting a little bit, a little scouting report. Not to take anything away from this performance, because this was, I clearly think, a statement. Waukee was energized.
Absolutely.
They were ready to come in and show why they are the number one team against another top 10 team here in the CIML, and they proved it tonight.
Braden Menz checking in for Waukee, and he picked up the foul. Also in there, Nathan Holstrom getting in the lineup. He'll replace Blake Papenburg for the Waukee Warriors. Dowling inbounds the ball. They get it to Will Yergay, the senior in there. Gets to Mikey Chase. Now to Gredeke. He drives in the lane and shoots and scores. Jack Gredeke with his fourth point. 78-54, 10 seconds remaining. Waukee will come away with a road win as the Waukee Warriors now will win 11 in a row as they defeat Dowling 78-54 here at the Dowling Gym. Congratulations to Justin Ohl and the Waukee Warriors. They've now won 11 straight. They're 10-0 this season, but they won the consolation championship last year at the state tournament, and that carries over. And the Waukee Warriors go to 10-0 on the season, and they continue to be 5-0 in conference play in the center, in the Iowa Conference. And, Mike, I agree. Swammer, you're right. It was a statement game, and we saw it tonight right here at the Dowling Gym before a packed house.
Well, when you have Tucker DeVries and Peyton Sanford and then Wyatt Heston all shooting threes the way they did. I mean, not only did Tucker DeVries shoot from the W, which is about 5-6 feet out from that three-point line, Peyton Sanford did as well. And they've got just unlimited range. They've got good role players who can make good contributions. Price Sanford, he had a couple good baskets, had that charge in the second half that I thought was big.
That's right.
And they are sort of a well-oiled machine at this point. And it's going to be a real challenge to try and knock this team off.
Well, Dowling puts two players in double figures. Dowling going 8 of 12 at the free throw line in the contest. Maroons were led by Matt Stillwell's 18 points. Omaha Blue with 10 points all in the second half. And we'll continue to calculate the scoring. And again, the final. Waukee 78, Dowling 54. Maroons now have lost three in a row as the Maroons now, their record falls to 8-4 on the season. Waukee improves to 10-0. We'll take a break. Come back with the postgame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio as Waukee a winner tonight, 78-54 over Dowling. Back in after this break here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Yeah, final scores tonight. Waukee 78, Dowling 54 in the boys' contest. Dowling girls a winner tonight. They've won their sixth in a row as they defeat Waukee 79-65 in a matchup of number 3 Dowling and number 5 Waukee in game 1 of our doubleheader. And Mike Swaim, well, the Maroons have a few days off. And hopefully with the weather, I know it's kind of iffy right now. I wrote this down earlier. We've got a winter weather kind of advisory the next 3 days. So persistent light to moderate snow event through Friday, beginning tomorrow. So we'll see about Friday, but Dowling scheduled to host Johnston here at the Dowling Gym and a girls and boys doubleheader. Let's hope that gets played, weather permitting.
I don't think we need any more snow. If we can I change that forecast? We don't need any more of that. It's going to be a challenge, another tough game on Friday night against the Johnston Dragons. And, Mark, each time that a team loses like this and you sort of get into this now on a three-game losing streak, it gets tougher and tougher to try and get out. Doubt starts setting in. You saw earlier on in the season, Dowling was shooting really well from three-point range. In the last several games, it has been a struggle, especially tonight.
Yeah.
The other thing is they've been digging themselves in a hole by not playing that defense that we saw. You know, we talked about it against Hoover, where they held Hoover scoreless, you know, for over 10 minutes of that first half. We're not seeing that effort, especially in transition, and they're not identifying three-point shooters, and that is leading to these big leads that they're having to try and come back from, and it's a real challenge.
And settling for three, you know, once in a while you've got to keep a team honest, but you like to attack the paint and attack, and you might pick up a foul, if not a score, or work an out-of-bounds play, and the Maroons are just, you know, you settle for too many threes, and you see what happened in the girls' game. Waukee, I think we had them 1-for-12 in the fourth quarter because they were flogging them up, but they were down by 7 or 8 points, and it grew to like 18 or 19, and that's what can happen. If you live by the three, you're going to die by the three way.
There's nothing wrong with taking wide-open threes, but at the same time, I mean, Waukee knew that Dowling was really struggling from three-point range, and, you know, they packed it into their credit. They dropped Tucker DeVries down in that 3-2 zone that they were playing. And Dowling just was unable to get it inside. And, again, another struggle for Ryan Riggs tonight. I think he finished with 6 points, Mark.
Yep, that's what I had for.
He had some open looks. And, granted, those shots that he took, they were challenged. I mean, give Waukee a lot of credit for challenging Riggs, but just unable to finish inside. And that hurt a lot, too.
Well, it certainly did. Let's take a look at the scoring. Unofficially, I have Peyton Stanford leading the way. I have him for 25 points on the night to lead Waukee. Tucker DeVries with 17 points. He was plagued by foul trouble. He finished with 4 fouls, but he finished with 17 points. 15 points for Wyatt Heston, all in the first half. He did not score in the second half, so the Maroons identified him in the second half. And then Price Sanford, the freshman for Waukee, with 12 points. And rounding out scoring, 2 points for Kaishan Van Dis, along with Blake Pappenberg and Mason Myers with 1 point. For the Warriors. Waukee, 5-9 at the free throw line tonight. And for Dowling, they had 2 players in double figures, we mentioned before the break, led by Matt Stillwell with 18 points. And Omaha Blue, all 10 of his points in the second half. He did get the second half start over Matt Riedel, and he contributed a little bit of energy, a little bit of length, and he was out there guarding DeVries, and that was an interesting matchup. He finished with 10. The roundup scoring for Dowling, as we mentioned, Matt Riedel with 8 points, Ryan Riggs with 6. Drew Daniel with 6 points, 4 points for Jack Gredeke, and 2 points for Joe Stracco, and 2 points for Andrew Lynch. Dowling tonight, 8 of 12 from the free throw line. And Johnston, the rematch with the Dragons as we are past the midway point of the season. This was game number 11. This is game number 12 tonight, so it'll be the 13th game out of a 21-game season, and the second time through the rotation. As Dowling faces Johnston, the Maroons won that meeting over at Johnston, at least on the boys' side, and they'll have the rematch Friday night.
Yeah, it'll be a good chance for us to get to see Johnston. Unfortunately, not able to go to the Johnston gym to do the broadcast for that. So I look forward to seeing Johnston come over here and getting Dowling back on the winning track. But they're going to have to play a really good game to do that.
They certainly will. We'll take our final break and come back. Again, the final in the boys' contest, Waukee 78. Dowling 54. The Waukee Warriors now 10-0 on the season, ranked number 1 in Class 4A. Dowling falls to 8-4, and the Maroons are ranked 10th on the last AP poll that came out yesterday. And we'll take a break and come back, along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadale, Jeff Pickett, our studio producer, back with more after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
And we are back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim. I also want to thank Gary Steenblock for sitting in during game one as the Dowling girls a winner tonight as they defeated Waukee by the score of 79-65. Dowling girls now 12-2 on the season, and they've won their sixth in a row. Speaking of Mr. Clark's daughter on at halftime, and now he's coming over here to the enemy side to visit with the guest family, I might gather. But Swaimer, hopefully we'll get played on Friday, and I say that because we have this winter event coming. It's supposed to be a three-day event, not just one, a three-day event. So begins tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to figure out weather. And even if there's a couple inches of snow, let's have school and let's have basketball Friday night. How about that?
Yeah, we don't have long that far to go. It's Johnson to Dowling. What is that, a 7-mile drive, Mark?
If that,
not too bad.
So I'm right between them, so.
I think we can make that.
I think so. So hopefully that game won't be postponed, but if it is, we'll understand and we'll make that up. As the Maroons will pick up the pieces. Dowling now with a 3-game losing streak as the loss to Ankeny, then they were weathered out for a week, and then losing last night to Ames and losing tonight to Waukee. Dowling on a 3-game losing streak as they take on Johnson and boys play.
Yeah, I mean, two of those losses, Mark, come to ranked teams with Ankeny and, the number one team in the state with Waukee.
Right.
The Ames game was certainly a shocker. But, again, you got to get a lot of credit to Coach Downs and his game plan and how Ames executed that. But, again, it just gets tougher and tougher to try and get off of that losing streak, and Dowling's going to have to dig deep and try and come up with a win here on Friday night.
All right, we'll be here, hopefully, weather permitting. And looking forward to that. Hopefully Mr. DeVinny will be off the whatever he's on. He's under the weather, a little stomach virus, he told me today. And hopefully that's not going to be passed along. But tis the season for the viruses and everybody to share, Mike. And glad you're here. And thanks to Gary Steenblock for sitting in game one. And thank you as for all you do. And I know you're just chomping at the bit to get down there. And there's a who's who. Fran McCaffrey's here. Oh, by the way, Brad Bjork, remember that guy?
I do remember that guy.
The king of Aurora Avenue.
I remember.
Well, I say that, and Charles Andrews might be listening because Hoover's on Aurora Avenue, too. I keep forgetting that. So, yeah, who's who here. So
it was a good crowd tonight. Unfortunately, the game didn't live up to what I think most people thought, but that's all Waukee's doing. So
yes, it was.
They came out and played fantastic.
Congratulations to Justin Ohl and the Waukee boys with their 10th win of the season. And Mike Swaim, we'll talk to you Friday night, hopefully, and looking forward to it.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mark.
That's my broadcast partner, Mike Swaim, and that'll wrap things up from the Dowling Gym. I want to thank our studio producer at Iowa Catholic Radio, Jeff Piggott, for all he does. And he was sitting there manning the switch tonight, keeping us on the air and all those good things. So we appreciate everything that Jeff does, and that'll wrap up our broadcast tonight. Our thanks to everyone here at Dowling, including Athletic Director Tom Wilson, Mary Pick, and Mike O'Connor in the Athletic Office at Dowling. We want to thank them. And, of course, our studio producer we mentioned is Jeff Piggott, our Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio, Tony Calumet, and our business underwriters, supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio. We want to thank them. We'll run down that list one more time, including Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, the Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty Group. Our thanks also to Tamie and Sons for sponsoring and supporting our three-point made baskets by Dowling. 515-282-7976. You can order takeout at Tumia & Sons, located at 1501 Southeast 1st Street in Des Moines, just south of Principal Park. And you can also order online at TumiaAndSons.net. We want to thank them. Our thanks also to everybody at Waukee, including Athletic Director Jim Dewey and his staff, including Kathy Gray, Head Girls Coach Chris Guess and his staff, and Waukee Boys Coach Justin Ole. We appreciate all his and all their support throughout the year. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be this Friday night, January 24, 2020, as Dowling hosting Johnston. The girls game has the number 2 Johnston girls and the number 3 Dowling girls. We'll have the rematch here Friday night, weather permitting. Pregame 6 o'clock, girls tip off at 6:15, the boys to follow around 7:45. One more time for the final scores tonight. In the girls contest, Dowling 79, Waukee 65. Waukee Warriors led by Katie Dinnebeer's 21 points and Peyton Kellerman with 17, as the Dowling girls were led by Caitlin Clark with 39 points, 14 points for Nye Tong, and 12 points for Grace Gaber in the girls' game. In the boys' contest, Waukee with the win over Dowling by the score of 78-54. Waukee boys led by Peyton Sanford with 25 points, 17 points for Tucker DeVries, and 15 points for Wyatt Heston, 12 points for Price Sanford. Dowling led by Matt Stillwell's 18 points and Omaha Blues 10 points. So that'll wrap things up from the Dowling Gym. We thank you for tuning in. And our thanks to my broadcast partners, including Gary Steenblock, who filled in for Steve DeVinny tonight, and Mike Swaim, assisting me with the boys' contest. Don't forget, you can listen to Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM, and also on iowacatholicradio.com as we stream online 24/7. Once again, for our studio producer, Jeff Piggott, I'm Mark Amadale, and thanking you for joining us tonight. Until this Friday, have a safe and blessed, faith-filled evening.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya and Sons. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. The proceeding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.